Thursday, July 25th, 2024. And the deep state is officially going for broke and plans to trigger a civil war, but we can stop them.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Trump is the outlaw candidate, make no mistake.
Strike three. I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart. And then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
It is July 25th, 2024, on this Thursday live transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, 102 days, 12 hours, 57 minutes, 11 seconds, the most important election in world history. But then the real fun and game starts. We're 178 days, 23 hours, 56 minutes, 56 seconds. Until Trump is inaugurated. And if you think they're not going to try to kill him again and again and again, as our guest said yesterday, well, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Thursday emergency live broadcast, deep state planning to consolidate control by triggering civil unrest, civil war. Alex Jones, that's me, has their battle plan and knows how to stop them. Tune in and share the links now from Infowars.com/show, band.video, and of course, from Real Alex Jones on X. As well as the 300-plus wonderful radio stations and over 100 TV and cable stations around the country that pick up the broadcast. People always say, why don't you put a list of them out? Why don't you promote them? Why don't you talk about them? We don't like our affiliates getting harassed. Our enemies still find out who they are and call and threaten them and stuff, but that usually makes the station go, you know what? We had him on late at night. We're going to put him on live now. They've really been a good affiliate relations for us, threatening our stations, but some have dropped us. Like last year, 50,000 water, number one ratings, Sacramento, California, 50,000 watt AM, covered five states. They just carried us for a year, number one ratings. Bloop. The old Sandy Hook lawyers, give them a call. Nice people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Start your engines. We're about to join our hundreds of affiliates that pick us up at 6 after, and I've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you today. And let me tell you, the deep state is fully exposed now, and they're not too happy. Well, wait till they hear what's coming next.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, July 25th transmission. It is 11:06 Central, 12:06 Eastern, 10:06 Mountain, 9:06 Pacific. And Greenwich Mean Time, I'd have to look that up, but here we are. Okay, I'm 100% clear what the enemy's going to do. I think most of you know what's going on, probably more than I do in many ways, depending on your perspective in life. But we're in a lot of deep crap. Kind of a Kamala Harris laugh there. But if we're aware of what we face, we've got a lot better chance coming out on top. But you got to admit you're in a big, bad fight. And you got to admit you're up against some mean, evil, twisted, satanic hombres. Because if you don't do that, well, you don't have a hope or prayer. But if you know God's real, and you admit the devil's real, the devil's greatest tricks, convincing the world he didn't exist, and if you get focused and take action, we will make it through this. You're seeing massive awakenings everywhere, huge positive events, and then you're seeing the corporate globalist enemy media, not just here but around the world, engage in new levels of lying, next level censorship, surveillance, and destabilization. So here's the main theme of the broadcast. You've heard the theme a lot here, and you see the theme developing and happening in real live time. And so I don't want to be here in a few months and people are like, oh my God, he's right again. I want people to listen, and then they can check what I'm saying and find out it's true and face the horror, and then we can be sitting here in a few months or 102 days to the election, 180-something days till Trump is inaugurated, and we can say, well, we saw him try it, but we stopped him. Now, just a year ago, they tried to roll out COVID lockdowns, and I told you a month before they did it, they would do it, and they tried, but there was just such resistance by Elon Musk and by Republicans in Congress and others that they backed off, and they're trying it again right now and trying to spread their fear and trying to get PCR tests on all the chickens and cows and claiming they've all got bird flu and we're all dead, and they did emergency authorization for mRNA experimental shots yesterday, but people aren't going out and taking them. And that in of itself is such a huge story of lawlessness. How just no study, no FDA approval, just rubber stamped by the FDA board, literally put in there by Pfizer and Moderna. I mean, all of them work for Big Pharma. Most of them for Pfizer. But all of them, Pfizer, Merck, I mean, that in of itself is just an example of the vigilantism of corporations and BlackRock and their ESG, global corporate governance system, that is attacking humanity. But their ESG system is in big trouble. I've got news on that today. But here's the big stories. First off, like I said, the corporate media has been caught lying. They have almost no viewers, almost no credibility, but they have thousands of publications and TV stations and radio stations and the corporations and the TV commercials. And so they will just push in mass a massive lie. Like, if you take this shot, you cannot get COVID. It's 100% effective. And then, well, it's 96. Well, it's 84. Well, it's down to, well, it actually gives you COVID. And you can take the newscast and show them all saying the same thing. All the different channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, because they're paid to say it. They're given talking points. Well, yesterday, I've said this many times, Axios kind of writes the script for the corporate media. So they came out the day before yesterday with the talking point at nighttime saying, oh, she was never a border czar. That's a Republican lie. Doesn't exist. By yesterday morning, every corporate channel, every newspaper, everything was saying it's not true. She was never the border czar. Well, folks have gone. We've gone and others have gone. And these compilations can be hours long, but we just got a few minute long compilations. Because we don't spend all day on this. I mean, you know what you heard them say. You know what you heard them do. She was the border czar. Biden said it. Saturday Night Live said it. CNN said it. She said it. And now she said, I was never involved with the border. This is just preposterous. So again, this is the next level crapping on you and telling you that, you know, they're raining Dutch chocolate ice cream on you, peeing on you and saying it's raining. So bad. It gets a lot worse. The FBI director yesterday, when they said, well, how many shots were fired, what really happened, and how close did he come to getting hit, you know, right in the head and dying. And Ray goes, we don't even know he got shot. And so they now run with that line, oh, Trump wasn't even shot, there wasn't an assassin. Basically, nobody got killed, is what they're trying to imply. It's fake. So I am not a technical ballistics guy. I'm not somebody that goes and reads books about shooting. And earlier in my life, I shot every week. Now I shoot like every 2 months or so. But I was a very good marksman. And I've shot so much 5.56 and 308 and 300 Win Mag and 338 Lapua, 50 cal stuff into everything from cars to old houses, into, you know, animals, elk, whitetail, mule deer, wild hogs, zebras, you know, buffalo. I've bow hunted. You know, I've killed 20, 30 deer, hogs with bows. I mean, I've shot bison with bows, elk with bows, all sorts of weird African animals. I forget the names of them, with bows. So I know what happens when you shoot something. Okay, so we even have the video that's super high frame where the bullet whizzes by in the exact second before he grabs his ear, and it nicks his ear. It's a flesh wound. It grazes him and then goes on into the bleachers and impacts. And now the FBI, we originally said looked like 8 shots. The FBI says it's 8 shots. Now I think it might be less because I don't believe anything they say as a rule, but I said looked like 8 on Saturday, 14 days ago, on the 13th. So now the FBI director and others, Newsweek running headlines, that Trump was not hit by a bullet. Maybe it was shrapnel. There was an assassination attempt. There was a stand down. And if you understand trajectory and basic ballistics, you have him up on a podium up front, out in front of the people. He gets hit by the high speed bullet. And then I don't care if a 5.56 bullet hit concrete or an aluminum bleachers or whatever it hit. It dissipates almost all of its energy when it hits sand, when it hits gelatin, when it hits a deer, when it hits concrete. And the round dissipates almost all of its energy and splatters and does shoot some shrapnel out in a cone upwards and around and down, not back at the president. Now, if you shoot a rifle, let's say a metal or a rock, and it hits a rock at an angle, you'll hear a beer. That is a ricochet. And you see videos we've shot with 5.56 tracers, where we're shooting into barrels and old trucks and you name it, and if you hit the hood of the truck at an angle, it puts a graze through it, a groove, but then it'll hit the windshield because now the bullets slow down, and it will shoot straight up in the air like a photon torpedo, and you see a little red light going up. So we're sort of like blasting stuff. You've seen the videos we've shot, and there's thousands of others online, people shooting tracers, 5.56, blah, 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 and it's a bullet that ricochets a lot. But again, it goes, its trajectory is straight in, and depending on the angle of when it hits, it either fully splatters and dissipates its energy and does a small splattering of little pieces of metal, you know, that can cause some little wounds for a few feet around, but then it slows down. But when it ricochets, it either completely splatters or it stays intact and then goes, because now it's spinning sideways through the air. So that's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And he got hit by the bullet. He was up front. He was the target. And then thank God that bullet didn't hit anybody. And the FBI took over the investigation, so we don't know where its fragments are or whether it was found embedded in somebody's purse. We don't know. But the same FBI, you know, dropped the famous magic bullet undamaged on the stretcher at Parkland Hospital when they killed Kennedy in 63. So we see the same cover-up artists going on, and now they're trying to do anything they can to imply that Trump was not hit by a bullet. Go ask Rob Duke, because I've done a gun show in years. Go ask him to pull up. He was on those shoots like 10 years ago, 12 years ago now. One of the shows called Brothers in Arms. And find the footage of us shooting tracer, 5.56 tracers into things, and we'll show you what we're talking about. But, again, anybody that knows this knows you got Trump 30, 40, 50 feet in front of the bleachers. You don't fire a bullet and then it hits something and bounces straight back out. It goes at an angle. It depends what angle it is. So I will tell you, I'd say one in a million chance that that bullet, 5.56, went into something and then bounced straight back and nicked his ear, a piece of it. That's just horse crap. Absolute total horse crap. And again, I'm just a shooter, so I know that. I don't have all the fancy terms for it and all the rest of it. But we do have Dallas Alexander, who's credited with the longest shot in history at 2.2 miles, popping in the last 15 minutes of the next hour to give us his view and his take. And I appreciate him popping in to give us his view on that. And so I'll talk more about it at that point. And we'll have some more time to pull up some footage and show what we're talking about. But any regular shooter, and people that have been shooting their whole lives in shooting ranges don't know this stuff. They can be great shots. They didn't spend their life like I did, and I can't believe my parents were this hillbilly, but they were. Folger's cans and Maxwell House cans with 410 shotguns at 4 years old to teach the power and danger of a gun and not to touch them unless you were told you could and how they operated. By age five, shooting good, decent, you know, 20, 30 yards, 22 rifles, and then 100 yards by six. And by seven, my grandmother just let me put, they had all these gun cases and all these guns going back, some 100, you know, 100 plus years old, black powder, couldn't use those. And I would just put a holster on with a sidearm. She'd say, be really careful. And I'd take a shotgun out with me. They had semi-auto 410s, and I liked those for bird hunting, and 12 gauges and 10 gauges and everything else. I'd just go help myself to the ammo, and sometimes I'd pack myself a little lunch with a backpack, and I'd be gone all day long. And that's what I do. As soon as I come back with a lot of quail, a lot of dove, and I don't want to get into the stories. It's just fun to tell the stories and reminiscing. I also forgot. I'm not going to tell a story. It doesn't matter. The point is, these people are the biggest liars on the planet. And the left is so stupid as minions that remember the famous case. There's been a lot of them, but when Vice magazine, like 3 or 4 years ago, was down covering Mexican cartel violence, where they shot up it was a college or something, or maybe it was a newspaper, and they stuck whole 308 and 5.56 casings with the bullets in them, so unspent cartridges, rounds. The cartridge with the round, the powder, the primer, you know, the cap, everything. Unused munitions in holes that had been shot in the building. Yeah, there it is. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. Absolutely great job, crew. You know I was going to call for that. They found that in 10 seconds. And there's more in the report. They stuck them in the holes and said, look. Because, again, the left has been brought up in high-rise towers their whole life. That's why I made a big deal about Schumer. On Father's Day, he said, my daughter's wife, you know, got a house, and she has a small backyard, and we've never been out of our apartment for three generations. He tweeted this on X. And it's so fun to be able to barbecue, to be able to grill. And it's an uncooked patty with a piece of cheese on it. And he's saying how delicious it is. I mean, it's like a space alien or something. And so you've got these people in the system that have stolen the power. They've got the power. But they think, and that's why when Trump got nicked on the ear, they were all over the news on X leftist talk shows going, you think something this big hit him and there's not a bigger wound, and they're holding 308 and 338 Lapua full cartridges unspent, thinking that the gun fires this giant thing. Let me explain something to the left. It goes back to gunpowder and the Chinese inventing it thousands of years ago. And then about 800 years ago, Europe started to use it some. And they had primitive cannons 600 years ago. And blunderbuss, they're basically shotguns. And so you have a tube and then you put explosive in it. And then the old weapons wadding in front of it so that it gets more pressure. And then you put the projectiles, could be rocks, could be sand, could be whatever you want, ball bearings. And then you light the powder and it detonates. But then with white powder getting invented in the last 200 years, they came out with caps in a cartridge so you get better control and more gas and more speed. And then it goes through a casing that goes up into the barrel and is seated. And then a firing pin hits the cap, the detonator, that then detonates the white powder, forcing gas through the tube, forcing the bullet out of the cartridge, down the barrel to its target. Okay? So don't try it with us. We're sick of your crap. These people are just dumb. He doesn't know how to cook a hamburger. That's beyond not being able to find your ass with both hands. But see, people that grow up in these big cities, most of them now, especially rich leftists, 3-4 generations, they're like space aliens. They literally don't know how to do anything except lie to us and steal from us and screw us over. All right, so I'm kind of saying what I'm going to cover today, but I'm kind of covering it now, but I'm going to get more into it. So you got Kamala Harris saying that she was never the border czar, and corporate media, any of the people saying that. You've got the FBI head saying, who knows if he even got shot at. I didn't even know it was shrapnel. Who knows? Donald Trump may have not been hit by a bullet, FBI director says. He didn't get hit by a bullet. He got grazed by a bullet. And I can't tell you how many times I've been shooting at a hog 600 yards away, freehand, and I think I miss it, and then I rack one back in and pull the trigger and it flips over, and when I get there, right down its side is a big old graze, or a little graze. And then there's one, boom, dead center. And you gut him, and there's that heart blown in pieces. So, again, he was not hit directly. It's not a direct hit. It is a graze. The point is, he was being shot at. Shot at. Do you understand that? My uncle got grazed repeatedly, but he said that it was seen as wimpy if you even filed a report about being grazed, because their helicopters would be getting shot up, and they sat on phone books and helmets, and there was routinely just shrapnel coming, and they were getting cut and stuff. But they were like, it was a wimpy thing with just a graze to even go report it. But this doesn't have to do with Trump being a wimp. He's not a wimp. It was an assassin trying to kill him, with the Democrats hyping it up and having a stand down. And if he wouldn't have been grazed, they would have even tried to deny he got shot at. Remember, they said, he fell down, and there was some popping noises. They were hoping to spin it that way. So, let's get into Kamala Harris first. There's so many of these compilations, but let's just show the short 1 minute, 12-second one. And then we've got one from Saturday Night Live we're going to play, too, from 3 years ago. But here they are calling her the border czar officially, in charge of the border, and now it never happened. Here it is.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
Mm-hmm. There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
It was a huge controversy that she wouldn't go to the border. We'll play the Lester Holt clip in a minute. But first, here's a clip from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, well, it's Joe Biden. How are you, Joe Biden?
Hey there, folks.
How are you?
Hey, did y'all catch my press conference? It was so easy. A lot of critics thought I wasn't mentally prepared enough, but I think I proved them all wrong. Yeah. Oh, Kamala, not sure if you heard, but I'm putting you in charge of solving a little immigration problem down at the Mexican border.
Yes, I did hear that. Wow. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Such a fun, solvable problem. And what are you in charge of?
Moi? Giving out checks. Who wants stimmies? Woo! Make it rain. This is a nor'easter. Stimmy nor'easter.
Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what?
All right, so they want you to believe that she was never the border czar, but she was really in charge in Guatemala and all those places, helping build with Mayorkas the UN camps to stage the bigger invasion. And, of course, Biden famously said, as soon as I win the election, i.e. Steele, I want you to immediately surge the border. So here she is with Lester Holt.
One other topic I wanted to talk to you about, but let me just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned it because I know Republicans have certainly come at you on this, but Democratic Congressman Cuellar has a border district has said to you and the president, come. You need to see this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border. I'm in Guatemala because my focus is dealing with the root causes of migration. There may be some who think that that is not important, but it is my firm belief that if we care about what's happening at the border, we better care about the root causes and address them. And so that's what I'm doing.
And of course, their administration literally set it all up and took it to all-time highs, even triple what it was under Obama. Trump brings it down to almost nothing, and then it skyrockets straight up. They say surge the border. They say she's the border czar to go fix it. But now people know they didn't fix it. They made it worse on purpose. And then they say, well, I never was involved in that. Well, you're the border czar. Why aren't you going to the border? Well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, you're not some NATO envoy. Imagine them trying. You're the border czar. They're trying to literally install this cackling moron who literally was a camp whore of the Democratic Party. That's her. That's her credentials, is that she's a whore of the New World Order, both culturally, financially, spiritually, sexually. She's a literal prostitute of the New World Order. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis, because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, so they've told us that Kamala Harris had nothing to do with the border, and she was never the border czar. And now they're trying to tell us that Trump might not have actually got grazed by a bullet. The Party of Death poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump had been killed in the assassination attempt. And there's countless videos I meant to play, but I haven't gotten to. They're everywhere. You've seen them with Democrats saying, I want him dead. Too bad he didn't get killed. I hope somebody else kills him. Don't worry. More people are coming. We'll get him. And it's usually weird white women, I'm just saying, and old white dudes that think it's cool to just sit around talking about killing people. Because, again, the globalists want to trigger a civil war, and I'm going to lay that out and break that down at the start of the next hour. But look at these headlines, and I've got a clip of it. The party of death. Poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump had been killed in the assassination attempt. But wait. Now the FBI director is like, who knows? Donald Trump may not have been hit by a bullet, FBI director says, even though we have the HD high-res footage. We'll put the HD frame up for people, please, for TV viewers. And you can see right at the exact millisecond that he got hit in the ear, grazed in the ear, that there goes the round. A speeding bullet. Probably going 2,300 feet per second at that point. Coming out of the barrel at 3,000 feet per second. Just zips right by his ear. We have the surgeon's report that it was about an inch long cut in his ear that just slashed right by him. And again, that's looking from the left side over the right. The bullet is shooting past him behind him. That's what happened. You see Trump in the millisecond, and then he puts his hand up, and then he drops down. And then a man died, two others got critically injured. And here's the report from President Trump's surgeon and doctor describing what happened. The top of his right ear. No sutures were required. So, Trump got grazed. The point is they tried to kill him. And they're going to try again. Here is FBI director. The FBI director just feeds us nothing but pure bull. Like he also said, no one's targeting pro-lifers in his testimony. Oh, yeah, nobody's targeting pro-lifers. Pro-lifer sentence for protesting peacefully outside abortion clinic to 41 months in jail. And in Canada, they're putting pro-lifers in mental institutions. Oh, but nobody's targeting pro-lifers. No. Nothing's happening. Here's the FBI director.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear. So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else, but I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges, so let us.
And that's eight shots. Eight shots, and it's a miracle only one person died, and only two people got critically injured. Just amazing to sit there and witness these people do this. Now, I want to shift gears into the coronation of Queen Kamala. As I said months ago, they're going to do a virtual thing in Chicago and replace Biden there. Well, they just did it early. And now it officially is going to be virtual, so it's all totally controlled, so nobody can embarrass them or stand up and say they want somebody else. DNC moves to hold virtual nomination of Kamala before August convention, blocks delegates from nominating new candidate in Chicago, despite Kamala receiving zero votes. They're now going to hold a virtual nomination for her. Then we have this clip I'm going to play. Posted on X. If you want to share it on Real Alex Jones. Some of the best unintentional comedy of the week. MSNBC earns a total fail as they host a panel of middle-aged women from Wisconsin. And not one of them is being fooled by globalist warmonger Kamala Harris, who has been handed the DNC nomination. Not one of the women they brought in randomly support them. But man, he sure magically won 4 years ago. And boy, you know, she's going to magically win. But look at this. Total chaos. CNN panel bickers over Biden remaining in office while mentally unfit. And basically the whole panel, I've got the clip, says, should I play it? I hate playing CNN. It's so boring. But they're all, don't tell me he's totally unfit. A few days ago, now he's perfectly fine. But that's because someone will remove him before the 21st of 2025, 180-something days from now. They want him out now. So we'll get to that clip as well. But here are the ladies in Wisconsin unanimously not supporting Kamala. Here it is.
How do you perceive Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in terms of competency and experience?
think she's worse. She doesn't even know what's going on at the border.
Right.
And that's what she was supposed to be doing and in charge of. I mean, as a school teacher, if I did not do what I was supposed to be doing, you better believe my job would be in jeopardy. Well, it isn't. Not only was her job not in jeopardy, she was just handed a promotion.
Is there anyone that Kamala Harris could appoint as her vice president that you would find reassuring, would make you consider voting for her?
No. I would know RFK Jr. way before
And she's not the first woman to run for the presidency, Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming no one voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not necessarily going to sway you to vote for a woman in office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
I don't get a good feel for her.
I think she's an idiot.
Right.
Mary, why do you think that she's not that bright?
Because she hasn't done anything in the time that she's had. We don't know anything about her as far as her 3 years so far in the White House. She's not real smart.
She's not real smart. That's an understatement. I mean, here's the deal. You could find, the Democratic Party really wanted to promote black people, smart black women. There's plenty of them. And there was a smart black political politician, male or female, that had a great record. It's pro-America. I'd vote for him in 2 seconds. But they always have people like Sheila Jackson Lee, who just died, who said the moon is a light bulb and is as big as the sun, and that they might get too close to each other and blow up. No, the sun is... Look it up. Is it 500,000 times bigger? I don't know. How much bigger is the sun than our moon? How much bigger is the sun to the Earth's moon? I mean, come on, people. It's a floating. The sun is only 400 times the size of the moon? No, I don't think that's. The sun is about 400 times bigger across than the moon, but it also happens to be 400 times farther away from Earth. As a result, the sun and moon appear to be nearly the same size in the sky, even though the sun is much bigger. Wow. I was just guessing. But still, the sun is larger than the moon. How many times bigger is the sun than the Earth? That's another question. What, 100 times or something? It just gets crazy. How much? 109. Well, at least I got that guess basically right. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, so the sun is 109 times bigger than the Earth. Oh, I was just doing a quick calculation on how big the Earth is compared to the moon. So that's how I came up with that. But if you can fit so many Earths, oh, that's the issue. There's volume. How much bigger is the sun's volume to the moon? That's where I was getting my numbers off. Because if you look at how many Earths you can put in Jupiter, it's insane. Or Saturn, it's smaller. Or Uranus or Neptune, gas giants, it's just insane. So how many Earths would fit inside the sun? How many moons would fit inside the sun? See, this is a problem. I have a factoid issue. 64.3 million. That's the number I was trying to, it's astronomical. So it's different how far across it is compared to the volume of it. The diameter of the solar disk is 1392684 kilometers. The moon's diameter is 1737 kilometers. The ratio is given by volume. The ratio is nearly 64.4 million. I knew it was astronomical from memory. So there you go. So for Sheila Jackson Lee, God bless her soul, and may she rest in peace, the sun's volume is 64 plus million times that of the moon. And she thinks they're the same size because they look the same size. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I'm being mean. But all the black people I know that the sun's bigger than the moon. All the white people I know that. Where do they find these people? Like the congressman in Georgia that thinks that islands float. No, they're the tops of mountains in the water. Tops of hills. But again, it's not just dumb black people they picked. Look at Biden. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. She's as black as I am. And okay, I'm digressing. We have so much to cover. These people they can't cook a hamburger like Chuck E. Schumer. They don't know that the sun is bigger than the moon. They don't know anything except how to screw us. But let's move on here. Now, I'm not going to play the CNN clip. I can't watch it. I mentioned what they said. If you want to see the full clip, I posted it on X. It's at Infowars.com. But I just can't watch it. But they just are like, hey, he's a total idiot days ago. Now he's a genius again because he agreed to not run. even these guys are having trouble with the level of gaslighting they're being asked to do. Like Jim Acosta said yesterday, it's dangerous and irresponsible that Trump said the Secret Service did a terrible job. That's the bare minimum. They did a terrible job. Total chaos. CNN panel bickers over Biden remaining in office while mentally unfit. But this is the clip I want to get to. And I saw this morning. And Rasmussen's a very respected polling agency. And I've seen a bunch of other polls in the last few months that basically say the same thing. So I said, I got to see this for myself. Massive numbers of people in a scientific poll of likely voters said that they are illegal aliens or not citizens and that they voted in the last presidential election and midterm. Here it is. Breaking. Rasmussen poll that surveyed U.S. likely voters and asked them their citizenship status found statistically significant portion of non-citizens were voting in prior elections. And you can go to the Rasmussen site. I reposted this on X. In fact, retweet it, put it back out. And here's the big poll. It's a long report. Election 2024, Trump 50, Harris 43. But folks have done a report on this. Let's go ahead and roll that report.
A combined total of 94% of U.S. citizens said they voted for Donald Trump or Joe Biden in the 2020 election. But what's this? A combined total of 91% of people who said they weren't U.S. citizens. Look, you add another candidate, 97% say they voted for somebody. These people say they're not citizens. And 79% of people who weren't sure whether they were U.S. citizens also said they voted for somebody. Now, I can tell you that is stunning and incredible. And you say, all right, well, you know, maybe there were only three of them and this is just noise. Let's go all the way to the top. Out of a sample of 2,466 U.S. likely voters, a combined total of 222 of them said they were not citizens or not sure. That's roughly 10%. So I think it's 9%. Like, that is a statistically significant and major portion of the people who tell us that they are U.S. likely voters.
Yeah, in the skewed polls where they still add on average 10 to 20, usually 15, the average is 15 points extra to Democrats. So they sample more Democrats in their poll saying, well, Democrats, we believe, are the dominant party. So they skew it that way. But even in their skewed polls, Trump is winning by 6 to 10 points. So 9 is on the rounding up, is on the high end. So that 9% of illegal aliens or people that aren't citizens voting is enough of a margin to steal the election again. And I've seen a bunch of polls that show this. Because they call these illegals up that are told in the news and told by the Democrats in all these cities, you're allowed to vote. Remember Obama, right before the election 2016, went on TV and he said, I will tell the migrants, I will tell the people that have come here, it's your right that you're here to vote. You can vote. Remember? Just type in, Obama tells illegals they can vote. He said it three times, I remember. Right before the election 2016. He said, people that aren't citizens can vote. So they're telling them to vote, and if they want welfare, And they've got, you know, 5-year hearings set up for their immigration status. And if they play ball and get enrolled and get set up and do what they're told, they get to stay. If they don't play ball and don't sign for the Democrats and go vote, well, then they get removed. And like I told you a few years ago, what happened? Massachusetts and a bunch of other leftist states, New Jersey, New York, where they're flying the illegals. It's now on the news that they're shipping them out back to Texas, to Tennessee, to Florida, to Michigan, to Arizona, to Pennsylvania. So they bring them in for 6 months or a year, brainwash them, sign them up, get them on welfare, get them jobs, find them jobs in other states, and then pay their airline tickets to fly them and their families out now that they've been enrolled in the Democratic Party as good Democratic voters in the red states. This is a military operation being carried out. Okay. We're doing a decent job covering the stacks. I usually have like 15, 20 stacks, and I cover like 8 of them. I've already covered 5 stacks, and it gets even more insane. So we're going to be going over more of the stacks here. Let me get them arranged here. Okay, I've hit all these. I'm going to go back to those later with special guests, though. Let me line those up, and let me tell you what's coming up next. Congress ordered research into military COVID shot injuries. A massive stack of poison shot news. That's just the top story. That is a key stack of 7 stories. Then we've got pro-lifers being imprisoned everywhere for peacefully protesting. And a big story that's not getting any attention right up here. Engineered food collapse. UK farmers, and it's happening all over the world, are being paid to destroy their crops. Wait till we go over the numbers of the cutoff of fertilizer and everything else. And these reports are insane. They will pay people double what they would make per acre, depending on what they grow in the UK, same thing in the Netherlands, to make it fallow, sign an agreement not to plant, depending on the country, 5 to 10 years they're going to be paid, and to then use money they're given to buy seed stock that birds will eat that somebody else could use to plant crops and to feed it to the deer and wild animals. So it's even built in to buy up all the seed stock to then destroy all of that. I mean, just deliberate Extinction Rebellion type garbage directed by the governments, whether you're in Sri Lanka or the Netherlands or Ireland or England or Scotland or Canada. It is happening everywhere. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like them paying farmers when there's a glut, which I still think's bad. It's gone for 50 years to not grow so much, or to say so much goes to ethanol production. That's bad enough. This is just to not grow food. And then that shuts down the farming economy. It gets rid of the farm workers, and it kills the knowledge and the base of farming. So, yeah, you're getting a little more money now to extinct yourself. So we've got that. And I want to open the phones up again today as well. Then we've got the leftists burning American flags, running around going insane, attacking the Liberty Bell. And I'm like, yeah, I have big problems with Israel, but the people that are anti-Israel are even worse. And are just foaming at the mouth. Oh, you're a Jew, and they attack people that are Jewish. I mean, it's just disgusting. And I tell you, some of the right wing flirting with this, and because it's, you know, it's fun to do. The globalists are trying to create an artificial class of civilizations ahead of the civil war they're already trying to start. And I'm going to explain that at the start of the next hour. Now we're going to break in a few minutes. We're going to come back. So now I want to talk to all of the listeners and viewers about something very important. Do you want this show on the air? Do you want, if they shut down InfoWars in the next 3 months, that'll be the next challenge. We can easily be shut down in 3 months. Do you want to support me wherever I go? You need to think when Alex goes off the air, like, where do we find him? Where is he at? We got to boost that. This is an InfoWar. I'm going to tell you all the stuff they've done to us. It's crazy to get us off air. A lot of you know some of it, but believe me, most of you know none of it because I haven't told half of it. So I need your support. Plus, I try to make it really easy to support because I sell you stuff that really works and is amazing that you should get anyways. So I need you to make the decision to get incredible products and stand with us and stand with President Trump. Because let me tell you, I'm advising. I'm going to just stop there because media has a heyday with it, but it's well known. We're not just on air having people in the government listen and Trump listen. We directly dialed in. Okay? We need to keep this broadcast on the air. People are listening all over the country, all over the world. We've got eyes and ears everywhere. This show is so critical. The CIA wants us off the air. It's all been declassified and leaked and come out. I need you to support us and make the decision now and just do it. You're going to be very pleased. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Almost all the nano silver products that are so amazing are about to sell out. My dad's company has all of these other amazing products. The very best nootropic. Top Brain is really strong and incredible without the jitters. And then you've got Rocket Rest. That's an incredible, very strong sleep aid. And that's so good for your immune system and whole body. It's there. And there are so many other incredible products at drjonesnaturals.com. Go peruse it. Go check it out for yourself. We're selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. We sold out of Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. That's a stimulant. Lasts 10 hours. It's super strong, but it's also very smooth. But Next Level Foundational Energy is the methyl folate of be strong to the finish because he eats a spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. They knew for hundreds of years that people were healthier and stronger that ate spinach. They didn't know why because science hadn't caught up to it. It's full of folic acid. But most Europeans have genetics where you do not absorb folic acid properly. I've had my genes tested. Three of the four genes are, two are completely broken, one and a half broken. So I got to eat a pound of spinach to get the effect of somebody that doesn't have broken genes to get it. But this helps everybody, but particularly white people. And some Asians have an issue with it. Methylfolate, this is the highest quality of it, is the breakdown of folic acid, which everybody gets absorption of 100%. And then it's got a bunch of B-complex and other things in it that supercharge that. No jitters, no nothing. It's like you're fully awake, you have all this energy, but you don't feel like you drank three cups of coffee. It's an amazing product. It's about to sell out. It's at drjonesnaturals.com. And so many other, like the green fiber caps, it's the concentrate of the key sprouting seeds. So good for your whole body. So good for your immunity. So good to flush your guts out. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And then there's big sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com on Turbo Force and DNA Force Plus and Ultra 12. It's all there. The same InfoWars mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. Please stand with us. We stand for you. We're in this together. We'll be right back with hour number two.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet.
J.D. Vance shouldn't run away from his public statements, and he's not. He's right about the Democratic Party having a bunch of brainwashed women that are their biggest supporters. It's true. We'll play this clip, go to break, come back and talk about the Civil War and how to stop the enemy master plan. Here it is.
So there are two kinds of people who run for office, and one category is really big, one category is really small. The big category is people who just want to get to office because they want to prove something to their absent or alcoholic fathers or fill some empty space inside or have power over you. That's almost everybody. Then there's a small category of people who run for office because they really believe something and they've got something to say. They really mean it. You almost never see these people. One of them is J.D. Vance. He didn't need to run for office, but he is. He's running for Senate in Ohio. And since the second he announced, places like the Daily Beast and the Washington Post and the Atlantic, the Axis of protectors of the ruling class, have gone crazy. They hate him. They really hate him. And that's how you know he means it. Well, the latest example came on Friday in Alexandria. J.D. Vance made a pretty obvious point. He said the childless left, that's how he put it, lacks, quote, physical commitment to the future of this country. Quote, why is this just a normal fact of life for the leaders of our country to be people who don't have a personal and direct stake in it via their own offspring? That's what he asked, and they went completely bananas. So we thought it'd be interesting to talk to J.D. Vance about what he meant and what it's like to be attacked for saying things that are so obviously true. He joins us tonight. J.D. Vance, thanks so much for coming on. So that was just a very short snippet of a much longer speech, a really interesting speech that people, I think, should read. But what were you saying?
Thanks, Tucker. And by the way, if folks want to help us out, jdvance.com, every little bit helps if you can throw us a couple bucks. But look, what I was basically saying is that we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it? I just wanted to ask that question and propose that maybe if we want a healthy ruling class in this country, we should invest more, we should vote more, we should support more people who actually have kids, because those are the people who ultimately have a more direct stake in the future of this country.
Man, if you had called for, I don't know, lowering tax rates to zero or invading Canada or, you know, I don't really know what, making the death penalty mandatory for people who don't get the vaccine, something really radical, they wouldn't even have noticed. The Atlantic would have just nodded. But saying something like that drove them, like, insane. Why?
Well, I think first is because it actually hit a nerve. I mean, these people recognize that they're unhappy. They live in one-bedroom apartments in New York City. They've played their entire lives to win a status game. They're obsessed with their jobs. They're obsessed with their wealth and with their fortunes. And they look at middle America, people who are actually pretty happy with their lives and the choices right that they've made, and they hate normal Americans for choosing family over these ridiculous D.C. and New York status games. And I think because of that, they just get so angry when somebody calls it what it is. It's acceptable if they ignore that it never happens, but when somebody calls out that, look, if you're a miserable cat lady, you should not force your misery on the rest of the country, they just get really upset about it. And I think, by the way, Tucker, it's a good thing that they get upset about it. It suggests that they know that we're hitting a nerve, not just in this campaign, but with this message that we should invest in American families in this country. If nothing else, we should be about healthy, stable families.
Do you think that this would be a happier country if it were run by happier people?
I definitely do. It makes total sense, right? Happier people would make for a happier country. And it's not just the leaders of the left, of course. It's not just the Democrat politicians.
No.
You know this, Tucker. The most miserable people in the mainstream media are these mediocre journalists who have their entire sense of self-worth wrapped up in their crappy jobs instead of in their families. People who know where they came from, people who go home at night and see the face of a smiling kid, whatever their profession, I think they're happier, I think they're healthier, and they're going to be better prepared to
actually. All right, it's a great interview. The full interview is at InfoWars.com, but he's dead right. But they're not just unhappy, they're incompetent. We'll be right back. They can't cook a hamburger. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you go to InfoWars.com and see the full show headline, that says it all. We'll put that on screen here in a moment. Now, I know most listeners understand that I've got a pretty good gauge of things. So do you. I mean, it's not hard to see what's going on. But most people are scared to talk like this because it sounds crazy. This is a normalcy bias. Thursday emergency live broadcast. Deep state planning to consolidate control by triggering civil unrest, civil war. Alex Jones has their battle plan and knows how to stop them. Tune in now. And I'm asking all you that are tuned in, millions on radio stations, TV stations, InfoWars.com/show. Go to X. Go to Real Alex Jones. Follow me there and take the live show feed and share that. That's accessible to everybody. And when we reach more people, that's how we win. And tell people you share it. With to share it themselves and tell them to share it, and that creates a chain reaction. So, if you look around at the political climate, not just here, but around the world, it's turmoil. It's collapsing countries. It's starvation. All of that has been either created or exacerbated by the private central banks and the policy decisions of the big tax-free foundations of the British Empire and the United States of America. Not the American people, but the big tax-free foundations that are running this globalist shindig. And they've said, since Lou Dobbs got the secret documents when he was still the top host in the world, he was the Tucker Carlson back then, in 2006, it's in my film Endgame, and Lou died last week, we wouldn't have a chance without him. I mean, he was nobody at that level talking about this then. And again, it's the rock in the pond thing. The waves he created are still building. That's why it's like a punch in the gut to lose him. And we're so busy in the fight against the globalist. I pledged last week to do a whole breakdown on Lou and a remembrance of him and find some of his best breakdowns and analysis. And you know what? We're going to do it for Lou. We got a lot going on, but we got to get up off our ass. We're not on our ass. We were up here till 9 o'clock last night, but we got to remember him because we don't remember the people that stood for freedom and gave us these victories. Then damn it, we're going to lose. So. Excuse me. I get mad sometimes, and then if I get mad, it's entertaining on air, but it's real, and then I shoot my adrenals, and I can't work another 8-9 hours. I need to. So just let me just calm down for a minute. Not just pissed he's dead. It means a lot. It's just all the angles and the fact that people don't appreciate people that sacrifice so much pisses me off. So, my Hold on a second. All right. Let me go back to where I was. So, there's a global destabilization going on and happening right now. And the Black Rocks, the WEF, the UN, it's all the same group. They are arrogant technocrats, and they think we're all stupid, dumb animals. And so, like a kid burning ants with a magnifying glass, you know, or a kid that tortures frogs or something like George W. Bush would do. And they love sitting back like we're in a petri dish, and they're God, and we're just little pawns. And they've said, we're going to cut the food and resources off. There's going to be a big, giant global calamity. Cloward and Piven on PCP and steroids to the 10th power. A global Cloward and Piven. And they've already cut off over 30% of the fertilizer the last 2 years globally. They're already shutting down upwards of, again, it's the target number the first 2 years of this, 30% of the farming in the UK, in the Netherlands. They already cut off half the farming in Sri Lanka 10 years ago, total martial law collapse. They're just doing it everywhere, okay? So I'm just giving you a snapshot. And when the third world can't get enough food, they've done surveys, Gallup and others have, of the illegals coming in, and they ask them, why are you here? And they say, for 3 years we were locked down. There's no, we can't work on the farms. There's no factories. We're starving. And they're military-aged men coming up here to then get a job and then bring their families. I can't blame them. But they've been induced into the Democrats, baptized in the communism. In Europe, it's into the socialist parties and communist parties. And so they are a weapon. I mean, look, this bottle of Topo Chico I'm drinking is real nice and delicious and crisp. But I could break it off and stab you to death with it. Or I could bash you over the head with it and kill you. So this is, you know, some illegal alien come up here for a better life. He's like a bottle of Topo Chico. He's not bad. I don't hate him personally. But you know what? The New World Order should use him as a weapon to bash me upside the head with it. You got that? I use the analogy of a dam. Let's say you live 5 miles down in a valley below a huge dam. There's a little river there. But if that dam broke, you'd be in 50 feet of water in 10 minutes. You'd be dead. I like water all day long. But I don't like it moving 100 miles an hour over my house and killing me. Water's delicious and good when you're thirsty. There's a way of torturing people with a funnel down their throat. It's way worse than waterboarding. You stick a funnel in somebody's mouth and you start pouring gallons of water in there and people start talking real quick. It's the same thing. Water's real fun until somebody pours 2 gallons of it in your stomach in 30 seconds. So yeah, the illegal aliens are just like a bottle of Topo Chico. You can drink it and enjoy it, be friends with it. If it assimilates, but if it doesn't, it can kill you. Take this bottle and break it right now and slit your throat with it. And that's what they're doing. So, just doing big picture here. We're talking about civil war, new world order, martial law plans, everything's on the table. I'm going to be talking a while here. All that's going on. So they've cut, last number I saw a few months ago, I need to look it back up, 31.8% of global fertilizer compared to 2 years ago has been cut. It's the first decline in fertilizer production since World War I. So fertilizer production has been going like this, and our population's gone like that. Since the Germans figured out how to make nitrogen out of natural gas. Now the globalists are trying to ban that process, saying it's bad for the earth. So, they're collapsing the third world. Those armies are coming here. They'll be signed up to vote, signed up to your police, your military. That's all been announced. And you've got Kamala Harris coronated and Biden stepping down. All of it undemocratic, all of it tyrannical. You've got the FBI official battle plan put out by Biden 3.5 years ago. But the number one threat is white people and anybody that doesn't want open borders or forced shots or lockdowns. Yeah, the FBI trying to stage kidnappings of governors, saying a civil war is coming. You've got all these movies and TV shows about civil war. Oh, gosh, I forgot. One of my predictions of them killing Trump was when Civil War came out 2 months ago. I did a whole review of Civil War. Guys, go find that. And people watch the movie, and I even saw conservatives go, we don't know if this is political. Well, that's because you're amateur dumbasses. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that... I went and watched the movie one time. It's brown people against white people. It's white people executing brown people in mass graves. It's the states getting together and removing a Trump figure and killing him and a black woman executing him. The only other brown person that gets killed by the group attacking the Trump supporters is the press secretary who happens to be black. You got a person when the movie starts with an American flag, runs in and blows up illegal aliens. 3 minutes in, I look over at my wife and I go, this is about Civil War race base. And the whole movie's that, and that's what it's all about. I said, they didn't spend $350 million on this and another $100 million promoting it because they're just doing that. And Obama's movie, Leaving the World Forever, and all the rest of it. So that, the pre-programming's there. Then you get the attempted Trump assassination, all the hype about cyber attacks and claiming the Russians are going to do it and the fact that NATO's failing in their war with Russia, and you add thousands of other points into this. You can all see them. And then you get Senator Blumenthal, who's run the persecution against me, introducing a bill 3 months ago that if Trump wins, they're going to try to pass the bill to strip him of the Insurrection Act, last used in the L.A. riots by George Herbert Walker Bush, that if he tries to call the National Guard out to stop the country being burned down, he no longer has that power, which is an executive branch power being stripped away by the legislative, which is a legislative coup. So, and they've said, we expect if Trump is reelected, civil unrest, mostly peaceful. And so they're already cooking it up. They're already getting it ready. They're already heating it up. They're already preparing it. And you're like, well, they'll let them just go out and burn stuff down. People turn against them. No, there will be a trigger. Listen to me. They will launch false flags against who? Obama got caught with Eric Holder, who now officially runs the Biden White House. He's doing the VP process, everything. Eric Holder got caught as the Attorney General running the Trayvon Martin hype. The Justice Department was in that, stirring that up. And all the other events like that, they were trying to get this racial division going that you saw in Black Lives Matter and other things that came later. So, right before Trump either gets elected or right after he's elected, a truck bomb vaporizes a black college. A truck bomb vaporizes a black megachurch. A truck bomb vaporizes a black block party or something. And I just say truck bomb because that, by saying it, they won't do it. That's their favorite thing. Mass shooting, poisoning, God only knows what it's going to be. But that's what you do. That's the ingredients. It's like making pancakes. You got the batter, you got the milk, you got the eggs. And you stir them up, you put them in a griddle, and you make pancakes. I mean, so we got all the other ingredients there. But the milk is the race attack, or maybe call it the egg, whatever you want, or the batter. And there's total hype that the number one terror threat's white people. They're going to kill everybody. It's super rare, but you know they say it's imminent, and it's the number one terror threat, and the white people are just going to... And you've got Patriot Front that pile out of cars, and they track them back and prove their leaders are feds. And you never hear Patriot Front in the news, like, oh, white supremacists marched today, always in a key battleground area, always at a black event. You know, like a black preacher event, just black folks going to worship Jesus, and then here comes 200 guys saying Heil Hitler or whatever, and the black folks are like, man, there's Nazis everywhere. But then the news never investigates Patriot Front or never asks who they are because they're feds. They may have some useful idiots in their group that they're using to wind up and prepare for something, but this, think Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, but 1,000 times bigger. This is it right here. And this is the kind of guys they'll try to wind up to go after me. And these are the type of guys they're winding up to go after Trump. Because, see, they don't want a leftist to kill Trump in the next assassination attempt. They're going to want somebody out of a group like that. Listen to me. I don't just say this stuff. There's deep thought analysis on everything I say. I spend most of my time thinking, not talking. I hate even having to come on the air. I really need to be thinking and, you know, coming up with how to counter them. So they got their white supremacist groups all heated up, all ready to go, all ready to pounce, all ready to launch. And then there's giant riots and destabilization. And then Trump gets saddled with it while he's president-elect. And then there's a constitutional crisis. And then Trump gets assassinated. Or Congress impeaches him before he, you know, there's a thousand things that go into all of this. But this is total New World Order. Total financing. And the leadership of these groups, I would bet my right arm, our ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, as the front groups with the CIA behind it, orchestrating the whole thing. And the ADL's been caught running white supremacy groups before. So that's where we are. So they attack white people. The media says whites are demons and whites are the devil and massive crimes against whites and Soros DAs everywhere not protecting white people or police when they get attacked for no reason. And then here comes the saviors in there to tell you all this and to lead a movement against it valiantly. And then suddenly certain avenues are opened up for the groups to be able to speak and talk and organize with the amendment. But it's done at a certain point to then create the catalyst. So I'm going to tell you, right-wing, anti-black, and I'm not even saying about Patriot Front, I'm saying that's the type of group they're trying to recruit from. Attacks on blacks are imminent. Because the globalists have got black leaders they control, they've got media they control, and they think they can kill a bunch of black people and then use that as the trigger or the detonator for all hell to break loose everywhere. And they could add a cyber attack and say the Russians did it. Before they even said that 6 months ago, the FBI, we believe, with no evidence, they said, Russia with MAGA supporters are going to cut the power off for a cyber attack. They're already pre-programming that. They pre-programmed that if there was an assassination of Trump, it was Iran. They tried to say Iran tried to kill him with no evidence. People said, how do you predict that? I didn't predict that. They'd already pre-programmed that. They always pre-program their narratives. So they're pre-programming whites are going to murder black people en masse. They're pre-programming the Russians with MAGA supporters are going to cut the power grid off or cyber attack and stop the election, even though we're winning. Why would we do that? As if we could do it anyways. As if we're with Russia. They're pre-programming Iran's going to kill Trump. They are pre-programming all of this insanity, and you've already seen them get rid of Biden and steal the election to put him in and then install Kamala and then, you know, all of it. They're going for broke and they're telling you that nobody, you know, oh, Trump wasn't shot. Oh, you know, Kamala wasn't the border czar. They're just full on warfare lying to you. And yeah, most people see through it, but see a certain percentage get in a debate about the lie. It's just meant to have you debate the lie. So now you're not debating what a horrible border czar she was. Now she opened the border. You're debating whether she was a border czar or not. That's just a tactic to get you off balance. It's fine to cover why they're doing it and how, but just to get into some large discussion to like prove they lied again, they're certified liars. If you move into a new neighborhood and you're there for like 6 months and your neighbor says, hey, you know, you have barbecue with them, hang out a few times, throw the football with each other's kids. The neighbor says, hey, I'll water your plants. I hear you're going to Cancun next week. You're like, sure, Bill, thanks. And you come back and you notice that some of your wife's jewelry is missing and somehow your credit cards all got hacked into. You're starting to think it's Bill. And then about a month later, you're having dinner with another neighbor and they said, yeah, Bill, what do you think of Bill? Well, you know, we've lived here a few years, but we let him kind of watch the house once. And we don't trust him. Oh, what happened? Oh, then you hear your credit cards got stolen and you hear some of the jewelry got stolen or maybe an urn or you know, some piece of art. And now you're pretty sure Bill's a criminal. So you don't get in a big evil fight with Bill. You just don't ever have Bill watch your house again. You don't ever have barbecue with Bill. Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I'm busy right now, Bill. Not trying to be mean to the Bills. Call him Rodrigo or Chung or whatever name you want to give him. But with the globalists, we have millions of lies and horrible programs against us and fraud upon fraud and nothing but duplicitous attacks. So here's how it works. You don't believe or listen to anything they say, and almost always it's the opposite of what they say. Sure, we can debate it and analyze it. Oh, look how ridiculous they are. But aren't we beating a dead horse? Aren't we beating a dead horse here? And the answer is, yeah, we are. There is no point in sitting here and arguing with BlackRock and the UN and Klaus Schwab and the New World Order and Bill Gates. Anything Bill Gates promotes, you know, is bad. It always is. Anything the UN promotes is bad. You know it is. Anything the Democrats are involved in, you know, is bad. Anything the neocon rhinos promote, you know, is bad. We're done. It'd be like going to the same restaurant. And the first time you go there, you get horrible food poisoning. You go, I'm going to give another shot. You go in the next week, get it again. You go, well, I'm going to do it again. And then finally, you go in with your family and your five kids, and one of your kids dies from food poisoning. That's like the poison shots. And you're like, yeah, we've had food poisoning 12 times last year, but we're going back tomorrow to eat again. It'd be like having food poisoning 10,000 times at the same restaurant, and you keep going there because you're a glutton for punishment, because you won't admit that you just got wronged. Because you're invested in the system. It's not a restaurant. It's your college degree, and it's your church, and it's your system, and it's peer pressure, and it's you're a liberal, and you want to believe you're the good guy, and you're the savior, and you bought into the system, and you don't want to admit it's a Carnegie, CIA, Rockefeller, psychological warfare operation to cut you off and isolate you and make you a poor, sad, alone cat lady. Nothing wrong with cat ladies. I'm just saying, it's like that's who they are. They're women that are alone. They think the system's their man. That the media's their friend. They buy every lie, and they sit there hoping it's better, hoping it's the pimp syndrome. The famous HBO show, or I forget what it was on, like 15 years ago. And this pimp had this girl with cigarette burns on her and broken her arm and everything else, and the mother comes in to see her daughter, and the pimp's there. And she's like, you got to get away from this guy, honey. You got to get away from him. He broke your arm. It makes you sleep for 20 minutes a day. He doesn't even take care of you. You look terrible. You used to be so beautiful. And she goes, Mama, I know, but he loves me, and I can't go. He's good. He's and the pimp looks at the mom, and he goes, listen, bitch, there's nothing you can do. I own her now. There's nothing you can do. When I'm done, I'm going to throw her out the street. And she goes, please, baby, don't throw me out of the street, please. And the woman looks at the pimp and goes, what have you done to my baby? And she's like, it's okay, I'll just work for food. And he goes, listen, I don't pay your daughter nothing. She's lucky if I give her every couple of days a bucket of chicken. Now, you look at that broken woman under Stockholm Syndrome, and you say, how the hell could she, from the photo they showed, beautiful woman, to like this wrecked person, and you ask, how the hell she got in that position? Because as the abuses intensified, she decided it was okay, made an excuse, wouldn't get out of it, and has now learned to live in the abuse. And now the pimp is dancing around like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Like It the Clown, literally It the Clown. Just because it's a demon. Only a demon want to do this to people. Now, the real answer is, when the pimp's getting out of his car the next day, but see, that girl came from a no-father home, somebody with a baseball bat takes it to his ass. And I mean all the way. All he needs three shots to make sure that head's fully caved in. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying, then those pimps would be scared. But we're not going to be violent right now. We're going to take things back in the information war. But here, let me get this straight. Nobody's pimping me or my family. And if anybody thinks you want to go ahead and have your civil war, we tried to stop it, but I've looked at all the angles. You're going to lose it. And you're going to lose it big. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
All right, so here's the deal. We're seeing mass total pre-programming everywhere for racial civil war, both in the media, in the FBI, in the colleges, in the culture, everywhere, in the fiction. And that's their move. They got legislation introduced to take over the executive power of the military during this crisis. They could launch it right before the election or when he's president-elect. And they've got the plans cooked up to trigger the false flags to legitimize it. So we've got to get ahead of that. We've got to understand it. We've got to expose it. It's been very heartening to see Congress and Trump come out and say there was a stand down. They tried to kill me. That really puts the enemy off balance because nobody's listening to him. But we've got to get ahead of this. And that means people have to have their head on a swivel, understand you've got to pray every day as well. But knowing, as they say in G.I. Joe, is half the battle. Knowing what the enemy's planning is half the battle. Then you just got to oppose them. And we've got more people than they do, and black folks are waking up, and white folks are waking up, and everybody else is waking up, and a very exciting time. That's why the enemy is in total panic mode. Remember, I got double banned on Facebook where they said you can call for violence against Alex Jones and all this stuff because I said Biden was already had brain problems 5 years ago during the campaign, 4.5 years ago. And then like they flipped the switch and said, okay, he is incompetent. And sure, he's gotten worse, but he was already incompetent. And so is Kamala, because that's who they want. They want puppets that they can blame for the criminal activities they're engaged in. And they interchange them like putting on a different socks or a different tie in the morning. And so you have Black Lives Matter of all groups coming out because they're mad they might be getting a big enough, you know, cut of the Democratic Party money. That's why they're doing it. And they came out yesterday, last night, and said, hey, we're mad. Dems lose BLM organization calls out hypocrite party for bypass the Democrat process by installing Kamala, just like they did with Bernie Sanders. So it's dictatorial, in your face, out in the open. But we are 102 days from the election, and there's 80 or 79 days of hell. While he's president-elect, we better make it a focus point, a research point, a talking point, of the populist, of the libertarians, of the conservatives, of the Christians, of our beachhead in the Republican Party, because if they already tried to kill Trump, they've already removed Biden, they're already appointing Kamala Harris, you're in the dictatorial state is already has a dictatorship. This is the most important point. There's already a dictatorship set up in D.C. of this oligarchy, of these bureaucrats. And we're trying to take it back from them peacefully and turn the country around and not turn off the fertilizer and the food and the energy and try to control the borders and try to stop the fentanyl and try to stop World War III. And they're like, no, 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 no. We get what we want. So you have to state where you are and face the reality. And people are saying it's a coup. It's a deep state coup. The deep state's out in the open. They tried to kill Trump. They're going to try again. It's everywhere. The prominent Republicans sound like me. And that's good. Because our job is to make Alex Jones obsolete. Because when people think like I do and have the enemy's number, like they say in Full Metal Jacket, I got your name. I got your number. I got your ass. And when we know their tricks, it's over for this oligarchy. If Trump gets in there and his people come in and they start doing some new thing and are doing what the Democrats did and looting us, I'll turn on Trump like a dime. It's not going to happen. He wants prosperity. He won't be perfect. Stuff's so corrupt and crazy. We're not offering some utopia. We're just promising a government that isn't out to get you as policy. There'll still be bad people that are doing bad stuff. But we will have a republic that shuts off BlackRock's political control. We will kill the ESGs. We will kill the central bank digital currency. We will kill the open border. We will kill World War III. We will kill it. Because prosperity's sexy. That's what America should be about. We'll go back to that. We want to be the good guys again. And we won't have to have military bases all over the world. We won't have to dominate everybody. They're going to want, like the Russians did, the idea of freedom, even though we weren't perfect. But compared to them in 1985, we were good. Now they're good compared to us because we are in our season of total corruption right now. Now here's Congressman Matt Gaetz doing a great job pointing this out to FBI Director Wray. And then we'll get our special guest on Wray trying to imply that, well, nothing really happened to Trump.
Was the shooter on the FBI's radar in any way prior to the assassination attempt?
We did not have any information about the shooter. He was not in our holdings before the shooting.
No communication in any chat rooms, no CIs or confidential human sources have any interaction?
No, we've run a thorough search for the subject through all of our holdings, and he was not in them anywhere.
Were there any FBI agents or informants present at the Trump rally in Butler?
Not to my knowledge.
And Mr. Jordan was talking to you about Iran. Were law enforcement resources diverted from the protection of President Trump to John Bolton as a consequence of concern that Mr. Bolton might have been the target of Iranian malign efforts?
That's really a Secret Service decision. I don't know the answer to that. That's really something they would know better. What I can tell you is that there are a number of individuals. You mentioned one who have brought a case, a specific criminal case for the Iranians targeting for assassination. But how
are you going to get that answer to us? Whether or not resources were diverted from Trump to Bolton, is that just going to be part of your review?
I think that's going to be part of the reviews by the inspector general.
The inspector general for DHS, right?
Of DHS, right. And the outside panel.
And I think that's an important point, because the inspector general for DHS has really fallen out of favor with the administration, because he's been pointing out all the problems on the border with Mayorkas and Biden, and we're always kind of worried that they're about to fire him, which would be a really bad idea now that this role that you've identified is so critical. Be a bad idea to fire the IG for DHS during the pendency of this, right, Mr. Director?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I'm with you on that. So I want to zoom out a little bit. How often do you brief President Biden?
You mean on this specific case?
No, in your role as FBI director.
I mean, I don't know that I could give you a number.
Is it like weekly, monthly, daily?
It's not at a regular cadence. There have been times when there have been months at a time when I haven't, and then there have been times when several days apart I have. Okay. It's always with other people.
Vice president, is she typically there?
Often has been.
Okay, so when did you notice his decline?
In my interactions, in my role, all my interactions with the current president have been completely professional.
Right, but I mean the cognitive decline. I'm not saying he treated you unprofessionally, just maybe not picking things up as quickly as he used to.
Again, I don't meet with him very often, but what you're describing is not something that I've observed during my interactions with him.
I mean, we've had it observed so often that the ranking member and Mr. Schiff on this committee have said that he could no longer continue as a candidate. And so, since you're the FBI director, I was just sort of wondering, like, who's running the country? If something bad happened, you'd have to go brief President Biden about it right now, God forbid.
And I, on any number of occasions, I have briefed the president, and as I said, those briefings have all been uneventful and unremarkable.
Oh, I can imagine them being uneventful. But in the work where the vice president's also present, like you say, there's like more than half the time there's these briefings, she's there too?
I don't know if I'd said more than half the time. Certainly there have been times where she's been present. There have been other times where she hasn't.
I take you at your word when you say this is the most complicated threat environment you've ever observed over a long career in law enforcement. And I'm just kind of wondering, with this assassination attempt, with the invasion at our border, with all the Hamas that have been let in that you've talked about and briefed about, like, is Biden up to it? And if he's not up to it, and you're a guy who's been regularly briefing him, like, who's been in on this conspiracy to hide the real Joe Biden from all of us for years? It never occurred to you that this guy wasn't up to it in all these briefings you did?
As I said, my briefings with the president have all been completely fine.
Were they between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.?
He's asked questions. There hasn't been anything of note in the area that you're talking about.
Yeah, did you ever have to brief him before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m.? We hear those are his good hours.
I've certainly times that I have briefed have included outside those hours.
Right. Okay. I think the American people want to know how we got to this point with someone who's so diminished his own party has basically put him out to pasture. And since you had close proximity and the vice president had close proximity, I'm just kind of wondering if you were being straight with all of us about how things were going with him. I guess we'll have to figure that out.
You can count on me to be straight with you, sir.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah, and he also said in the same testimony, nobody's persecuting pro-lifers. They're just giving him 41 months in jail for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics. So they're getting ready to 25th Amendment, Joe. They don't even want to leave him in for the 180 days until the inauguration. Because it's not just the 102 days of the election. It's the 79 days after that you got to watch. And all the pre-programming for civil war, martial law, race war, what will the triggers be? That's the last ingredient they need. The last little piece in the witch's brew. So in that same testimony yesterday, FBI Director Wray said, we don't even know if Trump was hit by a bullet. Well, I'm not a ballistics guy. I'm not a sniper. I've not been trained in it, but I've been shooting since I was 4 years old. And I have, you know, we got a couple ranches out in East Texas. Boy, there's all those old junk piles. In the old days, you didn't ship your garbage away. You just had the garbage kept there. So all these old trucks and refrigerators and you name it, you know, going out there shooting them. I learned what bullets do, particularly 5.56. I've been shooting that for a long time. Got my first 5.56 when I was 16. My dad bought me a Mini 14. And I remember, you know, just shooting metal, shooting wood, you know, the different things it does. And if Trump is up on a podium out front, and now that the FBI says 8 shots were fired, they got 8 bullet casings, 5.56, from the supposed, you know, assault rifle, and it goes by Trump's ear and grazes him on the right side, and there's HD, you know, video of it slowed down, you can see the bullet. And they're saying, well, maybe he just got hit by shrapnel. To the public, trying to say, oh, nobody tried to assassinate him is kind of the idea. This really didn't happen. But I'm not a top sniper like our guest is just popping in for a few minutes, Alex Alexander, who is credited with his team in Iraq with a 2.2-mile shot killing a Islamic terrorist. But I just wanted to get him on to talk as a real top expert about what he thinks of these ideas. Because to me, if a bullet grazes your ear, then hits bleachers or, you know, hits concrete, a bullet then splatters and does send some shrapnel around it, kind of like a flower. But that would be up and down and around from the bullet into the people around it. It wouldn't be into Trump 40, 50 feet from where the bullet hits behind him, hitting him in the ear. And you know, creating that. So I just wanted to specifically drill into this. Maybe I'm wrong. Dallas Alexander of DallasAlexander.ca, thank you so much for joining us. What is your view of this?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, looking at this, I think, for one, and I've examined now all the pictures since hearing this statement, and I don't know if anyone's pointed to specifically where this shrapnel would have come from. Have you heard that?
No, they just say it could be shrapnel. So I'm trying to understand if the main crowd was 50 feet, 40 to 50 feet behind him, and it would have hit the middle of the bleachers, which is like 60 feet back. So how does shrapnel cut his ear from 60 feet back? I've not experienced that, but I'm not an expert like you.
Yeah, that's not happening. I think the only explanation that could possibly lead to shrapnel is if there's something in between the shooter and him that was not, you know, not thick enough or strong enough to stop the 5.56 round, but still have it penetrate and shoot shrapnel through the other side. So we have done a lot of this in my previous career. We call it penetration demonstrations or exercises, and you just shoot bullets through things and you see what happens on the other side. And see where shrapnel goes and how it acts. Now, bullets and shrapnel are both sort of unpredictable, but they're predictable enough that you can tell that, for instance, if it hits something, you know, 50 feet behind him with a 5.56 round, nothing is coming forward of that bullet 50 feet, which would be in Donald Trump's direction and hitting him. And if it was something in front of him, I heard something maybe about a teleprompter. To me, that doesn't make any sense that there would be a teleprompter in front of him. And since he turned his head and was hit on the right, you know, shrapnel would have to go through his head to get to his ear on the other side. I think the only thing I saw maybe that was in the way and it looked like it was too high were those cranes holding the speakers and stuff. And I don't know where the rounds went beside that. I'm a Canadian sitting up here just reading about this stuff and watching videos. It just seems so obvious that they're trying to downplay something. You know, Trump got shot. And like you're showing now, there was a picture of the bullet. And again, I'm skeptical of things I see on the internet, but still, he got shot through the ear. Very, very lucky man that was the extent of his injury when it could have been much worse. But I think that people want to downplay it to not make it seem so, I don't know, badass is the word I would use, I guess.
Well, exactly. But, so Dallas, that's my lay thinking as a guy that's been in plenty of junk piles on the family ranches. I wasn't doing it professionally like you, but exactly. It's fun to see shoot a refrigerator, shoot an old truck, shoot wood. You know, I've shot plenty of wild hogs, deer. I mean, I know how this stuff works. Exactly. He's up on a podium. And he's like 50, 60 feet from the crowd behind him. He gets 8 shots fired at him. One nicks his ear. It doesn't bounce back and then skim his ear in my experience with shrapnel, because I've seen it for myself. And that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. So 100%, like, I would bet everything I have, like, nothing from behind him where the bullet struck, the bleachers, you know, 50 feet away, nothing came from the round striking back there. The only way that this could happen is if there was something in between where the bullet was shot and him that brought kind of shrapnel along for the ride.
But like you said, I interrupt you to finish your point, this is obviously an attempt for the public that's not educated about firearms or ballistics, whether a layperson or a super expert like you, to try to pretend like, oh, it didn't really happen, where regardless, a guy's shooting at him. If it was shrapnel, he's being shot at, he's the target. So regardless, it was an assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I think that you can just use words like shrapnel and people aren't going to analyze, okay, well, where did the shrapnel come from? Like, it came from where then? If there's nothing between the shooter's rifle barrel and, let's say, Trump's ear that could have the round ricochet or cause, you know, if it hit that mic stand, for instance, right in front of him, a piece of that mic stand could come off and hit something behind it. But if there's nothing between the barrel of the shooter and that trajectory that the bullet is on, then there's nothing to turn into shrapnel.
And I interrupted you. So if you can, think back to what I interrupted a minute ago. But to explain this, the kinetic energy of a bullet coming towards you, if it hits something, it's got forward motion. It could spray some pieces of what it hit at him. But the idea that it goes back 60 feet and bounces back on him is preposterous. So
not happening.
That's the point.
Yeah. That point right there. Like, if the bullet traveled back behind him, nothing is coming forward that amount of distance that is going to hit him.
So
I've done this
thousands of times. What was the point you tried to say before I interrupted you?
I think it was just leading to that point. If there's nothing for a bullet to hit between, let's say, the barrel of that gun and the place where it ended, let's say Donald Trump's ear, there's nothing to cause shrapnel. Because behind, once it hits his ear and it's behind him, you know, especially that amount of distance, there is nothing coming back. I'm telling you, I've spent a long period of my life doing experiments like this with all kinds of calibers and all kinds of materials. That's not real.
Well, for Democrats that literally can't cook a hamburger like Chuckie Schumer, which I'm sad for them, explain it, because I'm a layman, but I've shot wood, steel, aluminum, everything, and 5.56 particularly does break up a lot, but when you shoot something really hard with it, it splatters in a flower around it, up, around, and down. It doesn't spray forward, correct?
Yeah, so it depends on a few things. It depends on the type of bullet. It depends on the type of material that it's hitting. And it depends on the angle of that material. So, for instance, if you have metal and a bullet and it's angled like this, it will always hit and ricochet down. Up, it can hit and ricochet up. Now, the round, depending on what it's made of, can come apart in different ways. But also there is, if it's a material that the bullet can get through, the bullet passes through, it can take some of that material with it on the other side.
And that's the most common form of shrapnel, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, when I first heard this theory, I was like, oh, okay, so what are they saying it hit in front of him to cause this shrapnel? And then I looked and, like, I went through all the different pictures and all the different angles that I could find, and it didn't seem to make any sense. So I don't know if they're claiming that it hit the bleachers behind him and somehow caused shrapnel. That's absurd. I mean, it's along the lines with all the other ridiculous things, such as.
And we're showing video, a straight on hit, it splatters like a flower.
Oh yeah, like this. You can see tons of videos where people slow this down and they show you what happens to bullets when it hits stuff.
And like you said, if it hit an angle up or down, then you can get a ricochet, but that's not shrapnel.
That's right. You're still getting hit with a bullet. It's just a bullet ricocheting off of something and hitting something else. But like that example there of that video, you see if a bullet passes through, it can bring materials of whatever it's hitting through the other side.
And it can shoot some a little bit back, but not far.
Yeah, that's, and especially with 5.56, like
it dissipates, right? It uses its energy up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the time. In the 3 minutes we've got left, thanks for popping in. You great analysis. Any other key points you'd like to add, Dallas Alexander?
I just think to me it's really obvious. As soon as I looked at this, you Google it, and everyone's attaching themselves to this narrative that, like, oh, maybe he wasn't shot. And I think it's just a way to downplay what happened. And, again, I'm Canadian, so I have no skin in the game in the politics down there. I just like to look at things in a common sense way. And it seems to me that this is just the same thing that the media pulls all the time. When everyone's story is exactly the same, when you Google it, there's probably somewhere else to look.
Like saying Kamala Harris was never the border czar.
What was that?
Like saying Kamala Harris was never the border czar.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's in thousands of videos as the border czar. Did you hear, Dallas? She's not a border czar now.
Well, good. Let me Google it, and then if that's what it says, that's what it must be.
By the way, I knew who you were as a sniper. I read articles about you, top farthest shot in history. But, man, I watched some of your videos. This is good. This is George Strait stuff, so congratulations, man. I'm a fan now. I've got you in my Spotify. People can find you, Dallas Alexander. Please join us again as things develop. We got 1 minute left to break. Any other comments just in general about where you see this going?
I as the days pass, I continue to see, the narrative on the media try to downplay and change and make excuses. And my stance from the first day is the same, that just, I don't think this kid did this on his own. And it seems like as the days pass, they're proving that more and more and more.
We got 1 minute left, actually. So just real quick, specifically on that, you're right. Now the Congress, Navy SEALs, or members of Congress are saying, we think inside job. That's got to scare the deep state. When you say it's mounting, what are a few of the data points?
Well, I mean, if you take it right off the start of my initial assessment, and this is just from, years and years of being a sniper and counter-sniping and security and close protection and all of that stuff. So my initial feeling was, like we spoke about last time I was here, that it was just, he didn't do it alone. Somebody who knew what was up helped him out. And after that, every single time I hear someone talk that was involved or steps down or whatever, there's a bunch of more things that just don't make any sense. Like, you couldn't have Secret Service on a roof that was arguably the most important because the slope was too big. And then everybody saw that that's ridiculous, so she had to quit her job. Now this guy talking about, he might not have been shot. It might have been shrapnel, but there's nothing in front of him.
Hold on. Do 5 more minutes at least with us, because I forgot to ask you about this. They released, Senator Grassley, you probably saw it 2 days ago, released the footage that the Secret Service in the higher building, 50 feet from the shooter, had their command center. So they're all up there while he's on the roof for 26 minutes. We'll be right back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health.
One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, during that two-minute break, Dallas was on fire telling me what's going on. I wanted to repeat that. And he's seen the footage of the body cam released by Grassley, and he's now seen for the first time the video. They now admit that the Secret Service headquarters was in the building that's a little bit taller, about 15 feet taller, looking down 50 feet where the shooter was for 26 minutes. And you, just repeat what you said. You said they're trying to downplay something this badass. This was real. Everybody knows it's real, and they don't know what to do. Just kind of repeat what you said.
Yeah, I was just saying this was to go back to, calling it shrapnel versus a bullet. I think, like, you know, anyone, and again, it doesn't matter your political stance. I think anyone that saw this, or anyone that's been to war, anyone that's been in a gunfight, anyone that's had bullets whiz by their head, for Trump to get hit with a bullet and then stand up and be like, okay, this is still important. We have to fight, you know, and stop and take that moment tactically. If I was in Secret Service, I would not have let him do that.
No, he rolled the dice on his life to be strong.
He rolled the dice to send a message. And I think it was pretty badass. And I think they're trying to downplay that by saying, you know, he probably wasn't shot. It was more maybe. We're not sure yet. You know, it could be shrapnel from somewhere. Just doesn't make any sense. And I think that's it. It's just to, like, you know, tone down. Because I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. Like, wow. That was pretty badass. Like, he got shot and he's still, you know, stopping to send this message to people. And I think people feel that and see it regardless of where they stand politically. Cause, you know, there's a lot of people that can relate to having been shot at and what goes through your body and goes through your mind. And there's lots of people that just can't, but also could appreciate that it's probably pretty damn scary.
You admire this.
Yeah, totally.
You feel kinship.
Absolutely. I've seen soldiers react worse to gunfire. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was pretty badass.
Let me roll the short video. This has been released now. And this is inside. It turns out the Secret Service Command Center, obviously the highest building, 500 feet. So 50 feet in front for the shooter. He's 26 minutes on this roof. Watch this video. Shot, they now, Congress has this one day after the shooting. This was a Secret Service command nest. Dallas Alexander, farthest shot in history, one of the top snipers in the world. What do you make of that now? Now knowing they were sitting on top of where the shooter was, while everybody was pointing up saying, he's up there.
Yeah, I did. What's the point of that command center if you're not taking command of anything, for one? But for two, it just is another thing that is, to me, absurd. Like, it was, you know, I think there was a statement saying that, oh, we chose to secure the building from inside as opposed to whatever, having someone on the dangerous slope of that roof, as you can see there. It goes along the same line. It's like, what is the point of that? You know what I mean? What's the point of the command center if they're not taking command of anything? And you're overlooking a position like that and not doing anything about it? Or is no one looking. I don't know what the task was of that command center.
Well, you were shooting people at 2 miles away. This is 50 feet. I mean, how is he parading around for 26 minutes? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the only word I can keep coming to mind is ridiculous. Even just, you know, and it started with them saying that that building was secure from the inside. Like, go sit in your bedroom and tell me if you can know who's, you know, at your front door, your back door, at the side of your house, unless they had cameras up, which I don't think they did, obviously, because he got on the roof and 50 feet from a Secret Service command center. None of it makes any sense. And as the days go on, it makes less and less sense, the story they're trying to spin.
I know you got to go. 1 minute break. I want to ask you what should be done about this as a Canadian, but as a top sniper. What do you think Trump should be doing? What do you think comes next? We'll be gone in 5 minutes, but we really appreciate Dallas Alexander, dallasalexander.ca. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate Dallas Alexander and his busy schedule. One of the top snipers in the world, credited with the longest shot in history with his team, 2.2 miles in Iraq. And I didn't talk to him before it came on. I'm just a lay shooter. I don't know all the ballistics and names and terms, but I've shot a lot of stuff. You know, I'm an East Texas hillbilly, and they didn't have garbage trucks, so there's just big trash piles all over our ranch in these woods, those woods. My whole life was, you know, go to this farmhouse. You know, great grandma died 50 years ago, but there's a giant trash pile out there you can shoot up. But I know how valuable those old trucks and stuff was. I wouldn't have shot them. But the point is, I know what bullets going into metal looks like. I know about ricochets. I know about, you know, situations. And he just validated as a top expert what I was saying. But in closing, Trump has said, okay, no more outdoor stuff for now. I think that's smart. It's not a cowardly move. We don't want our king out front. We got the pawns for that. But just in general, about his security detail, he's trying to bring in private security. They're there. But then it's an issue because the Secret Service is still over them. Any other observations you want to make to the millions watching right now?
Yeah, I think that one, and this is what we spoke about last time a little bit, is that he needs a security team he can trust, and it needs to be robust. I think for the next 8 months or whatever it is until he's officially in power, it needs to be maximum paranoia, unfortunately. Indoors, a little bit easier to contain, and it eliminates some of those further shooting positions that could be possible. It takes a little bit less manpower. You can have more control of who's there, who's sneaking in, like, you know, apparently this kid did. But then everything from how he's getting from point A to point B, the road moves, the tactics behind that, the anytime he is outside, you know, drones, using them and also watching for them, because they can be weaponized, food and drink and all the things that he likes to do. It just needs to be monitored very tightly by a team that he can, well, he'd be putting their life in, putting his life in.
And let me digress. I'm glad you raised drones, because his plane's a target, poison's a target, shooting's a target, truck bomb. But I forget the drones. That's, this guy flew a drone with it. That's really a key point.
Yeah. And they're almost the scariest thing coming in warfare, is because they can be small, they can be lethal. You know, ISIS uses them against us overseas with ordnance that they would drop. And it doesn't take a crazy amount of knowledge to be able to rig them up. I think it's something that definitely needs to be looked at very seriously.
So in general, you agree with Trump decision to not do outdoor rallies right now?
Yeah, I don't know what the need would be to do an outdoor rally that increases, you know, the probability of someone being able to sneak in or sneak closer, or, you know, just there's a lot more shooting positions generally available outdoors than indoors. All of that stuff, I don't see what the requirement for it would be if you could still do a rally, you know, in an arena or in a stadium or whatever.
In closing, a lot of folks from the acoustics think two shooters. I don't know. FBI says 8 shell casings. Regardless, can you speak to that briefly? And then they don't need to even warm up another deep state team if that's what this was. I think it was. You see the stand down's totally clear. That's the evidence that it was central control doing this. But now there's going to be a major copycat effect, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, there's the one we spoke about previously where, you know, how desperate are the people that wanted this done? But then anything that gets this much attention in this, you know, modern day world, sadly, has other people wanting to do it. As soon as you see a video go viral, there's a bunch of other more people making videos just like it. And in a world that, you know, where attention and clicks and likes and everything is so valuable to people, it can be scary sometimes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate you coming on to give us your analysis. God bless you. People can find you at DallasAlexander.ca. And by the way, I knew who you were as a sniper, as I said, but your music is top notch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'll ship you guys some vinyl records.
Everybody needs to go on Spotify and look up Dallas Alexander. You will not be disappointed. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. I said I'd open the phones up, and I've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 stacks. But there's something about already researching all this news and then coming back up and covering it. But, I mean, I already kind of hit some of it. I think we'll just open the phones up for the balance of the show. But, again, I'm a layperson. You heard my analysis. Didn't talk to Dallas before. I told you about bullets because I've shot conservatively over 1,000 animals. And not in a mean way. It's just to get food. Most of them were birds. But I've shot hundreds of deer and other big, big things, and I know about that. But what I've really shot is junk piles because I grew up, again, we lived in Dallas. We would drive almost every weekend to my dad's ranch. And I've shot junk piles until my eyes bleed. And I know what bullets do. And I told you what they do, and you just heard Top Sniper agree with me. They don't bounce back like that. It's not how it works. It's total crap. And they're trying to play down, ladies and gentlemen, what has really happened here. So that's where we are. Now that I think about it, I probably shot 1,000 dove, probably 500 quail, conservatively. And God, the left hears that. You killed an animal. These same idiots go buy a cheeseburger and don't care that somebody slaughtered it for them. I don't enjoy killing the animal. It's the instinctive action of the hunting and the gathering. I love picking blackberries. I remember being like 7 years old, my grandmother, and she said, let's go out on the ranch on the fence lines and let's pick blackberries and let's make a pie. It's all misting out there in the springtime, and you're picking all these berries in the bag, and you go home, and she gets the pie. She helps. She makes you roll it out. Because, you know, I didn't realize how lucky I was that I'm in the tail end of the frontier people. Like, it sounds weird to a new listener. Like, you were 4 years old shooting Folger cans in the backyard? But I remember that's one of my best, strongest early memories was, like, I remember it's back to being about two, but really strong at 3 or 4. And it was like a ritual. Here comes the 410 shotgun and grandpa and everybody's there and you're sitting there and you do it and you're there for like 3 days and every day they make you shoot the shotgun and they give you the shotgun and you learn how powerful it is and they give you a lesson about don't touch it unless we're here. And then and then you shoot almost every weekend and it goes back to that graveyard. Not on our family property anymore because they sold it to the Plum Creek Ranch 40 years ago. We had a lot bigger piece of property, but there's a family graveyard of the Johnsons, the Joneses, and the Browns. And it's amazing, all these vines all over it. And, you know, it's like killed by Comanches, 1830. And like half the graves are little kids that died because back then, you know, people lived like 90 if they didn't die when they were young. But half of them died before they were age 10. And it's all out there. I was thinking just today, I was like, why was I being given a shotgun at 4 years old? Why was I getting put on a horse when I was 5 years old? Why was, because I was literally just a few generations away from people where they had to be working out in the fields and they had to be doing all this stuff. And the kids had to have guns if the Comanches came. That was why. But I didn't do that with my kids. They weren't shooting till they were six or seven. And nothing like me because I didn't immerse them in it. But I literally got the tail end of that. And it's amazing the difference of Americans back then compared to Americans now. Because that must sound so alien to Chuckie Schumer, who at 80 years old or whatever he is, can't cook a hamburger. And then I'm up here on air saying, yeah, I was 4 years old shooting 410 shotguns. That to them sounds like space alien talk, folks. And the reason I raised that story is we have to get back to those basic roots. Because people just don't have any common sense anymore. Any common sense. And people back then said, you've got to build a competent man or a competent woman. Like, if the feminists claim they want to empower women, the average feminist can't even tie their shoelaces. Hell, you know about feminists? I mean, my ancestors, the women I knew, not just my grandma, but her sisters, I mean, they could shoot and cook and jump on a horse and shoe a horse and butcher a cow and put on a dress and go square dancing. They were badass. Those were amazing women. And you look at Chuckie Schumer, he can't even cook a hamburger. And we've lost that knowledge. And I've been a big part of it. My children, compared to most people, are amazing. But they are a shadow of what I was, a shadow of what my dad was. I mean, they're good old stuff they do. I'm going to put my kids down. And I'm saying I didn't teach them all this. Hell, I ignored how to break down guns and clean them because I'd just give them to the grandparents or my parents to do it until I was about 15. And then my uncle, you know, who lives out there, he'd say, I'm tired of you bringing these guns in dirty. You're going to learn how to clean these guns. And so I learned how to break a gun down and clean a gun. But the point is that it is so satisfying to be competent. It's so satisfying to know how to do something. I mean, basic stuff, folks. The average person does not know how to change a tire. But growing up, and I'm, again, way worse than my parents or their parents. It was like religious when we checked. My dad would say, that person has a flat tire. Let's fix their tire. He'd pull over, help some woman. And it was like my dad was just loving. Oh, God, I'm changing a tire. I'm roofing a house. My dad, I remember like my dad making me roof my grandparents' house, my mom's parents. When that truck pulls up with all those roofing supplies and him just licking his lips, and he goes, we're going to roof this house. And the next day, it took a day and a half. But the point was, it was a religion. I remember watching my dad get so excited. Today, we're going to clean the garage. I'd be like, oh, God, I want to go play baseball. No, we're cleaning the garage today. Today, we're going to paint the living room. And see, I was made to do it, so I know how to do it. My dad loved it because that was the difference. I remember being a little kid, and before we got to Grandma's house, which went down there every couple weeks at least from Dallas, my dad on the way would pull in these old people he knew, these different farms, and he'd say, yeah, it's about the season. They'll probably be there. Didn't have cell phones then, didn't have any of that. He'd pull into some old lady's house. He'd go, yeah, you're here right on time. I just picked the green beans this morning. And give him a big old bag of green beans. My dad gave her like $2. And he'd say, now let's pull over here and let's get some apples. He'd pull into some old house, some old black woman come out. Yeah, I got apples in here, but if you want to pick them, go ahead. My dad put a ladder on a tree. I'd be up in this big tree for like an hour and a half. And we'd be picking these big old apples. There's giant caterpillars in the tree. I was just high as a kite picking the apples. And then my dad would say, now we're going to pull over. And we're going to get some eggs. And then and they pull over, and sure enough, they go, we got the eggs you need. And they get the eggs. And then we come pulling in at Grandma's house right at dark. It was all perfectly timed. He'd leave work early. He'd leave about 2 o'clock. He'd pick me up at school early. We'd drive down there, and we'd just get everything we needed right there. That's what humans are supposed to do. That's what we do. And when you're doing that, you get high. high on life, high on the universe, high on what we build, what we do. And we can have communities like that again, folks, where we all know each other and we all supply each other. And it's not BlackRock and some bugs we're eating. And I'm telling you, the whole future is when everybody figures out the New World Order is a lie. You can have your fancy Tesla car. You can have your satellite dish. You can have it all. But if you're not picking blackberries in the spring dew, and if you're not butchering that cow, and if you're not shooting that wild hog at 600 yards away, you ain't living. It's like George Strait says, if you ain't loving, you ain't living. At the end of the day, I realize I sit here and I focus on the negative all day. And whenever I get in that quiet place the Most High God talks about, like King David talked about, God just says, you need to stop talking about all the bad stuff the enemy's doing. You still do it. Tell them short, sweet. Why don't you tell them how beautiful the universe is? Why don't you tell them how great mothers and fathers are, how great grandmas and grandpas and children are? Why don't you talk about all the good things, Jones? And that's the message of God I've ignored. Because I want to keep fighting the enemy, and I will. But at the end of the day, exercising, and I need to do it more. I hiked and worked out this morning. I feel good. But just appreciating what God's given us and just looking at creation, you see God's work in it all. God's signature is on it. A great work of art, a great art, a work of love that we're all appreciating together now. That's what this is all about. And that's what we need to do. So we need to talk about these things more. Because it's like satanic. It isn't like satanic, it is satanic to spend our time all day looking at Kamala Harris and looking at Joe Biden and looking at Barack Obama and looking at King Charles. But they don't want us looking at Trump because he's a big old giant party animal. He's Mr. Success. He wants success. He's like the cornucopia. He's like the ghost of Christmas present. You ever read that book? Christmas Carol or watch movies about it. You know, Christmas Past, you got Christmas Presents, like this big Santa Claus character. Christmas Future is the Grim Reaper. But Trump is just like, success. But real success is decoupling ourselves from the system and building the new system. And there's not some new country we can run away from or run to. There's not some new thing like that, but we can build it right here in our communities. And we can do it by seeing through the division. We still understand the attacks and protect ourselves, but we understand those that are attacking us, most of them are zombies being manipulated. We understand the larger paradigm to the enemy operation. All right, let me give out the toll-free number. Let's just put 10 calls on the board because I won't be able to get to any more than that. I don't want people to stay on hold. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First time, long time, agree, disagree. We'll go to your phone call straight ahead. But I know this, rediscovering humanity is going to be the most epic event humans have ever been through. Because as we have our humanity taken away from us, we're going to desire the epigenetic code God gave us, and we're going to want that humanity more than ever, and it is going to be beautiful, and it is going to be powerful. And then we'll have 1,000 years of light. And then one more time, Satan will be let out of the pit to tempt us one more time. And then all of this universe will be rolled up like a scroll and destroyed. And we will join God in eternity at the next level forever. So let it be written. So let it be done. This is the boot camp. This is the test. You will not be given the awesome power that God is ready to give you if you have not been tested. Anything we envision, we can now build. We are made in the image of God. We are not God, but we are shards of God's consciousness. We are God's teardrops and God's desires and God's love. We are God's children. He loves us more than we love our own children. God loves the sparrow of the field and the tree so much he cries. Imagine how much he loves you. The great comedian, Andrew Schultz, has been on fire lately. I know behind the scenes, I've been on a show, he's a big listener. He's fully awake, but now he feels safe to tell the truth. Here's Andrew Schultz knocking out of the park.
From drool runnings to cool runnings faster than a female cop can fumble her firearm. Move over, RFK. This November, we've got a new throat goat, and apparently her headshots don't miss. Kamala Harris, or as we call her, Warhawk Tua, the half-black, half-Indian parents met at a 7-Eleven robbery, is officially the Democratic nominee. Surely the Dems, the party that calls Trump the end of democracy, surely they allowed the voters to choose Kamala, right? What? No? Wait, there's no right to choose? Guys, this is a presidential election, not a woman's body in Oklahoma. Now, I don't want to seem like a flat-earthing, dinosaur-denying, believe-all-women conspiracy theorist, but it kind of feels like the Democrats dragged Biden's lifeless corpse through the campaign long enough to avoid a primary so they could place whoever they wanted as the nominee. And that's about as democratic as North Korea's Got Talent. Sidebar, last year's winner, Ching Chong Chestnut, ate 36 rats. Congratulations, Ching Chong. That's a lot of rats. We'll look forward to seeing how many you eat next year. What I'm saying is they used a vegetable to install a plant. And honestly, we would have been happier with a fruit. But the reality is it doesn't matter. Last week, Trump became invincible. Literally. He was leading before and now he's number one with a bullet. At this point, if the Dems wanted to beat Thrifty Cent, they'd have to run George Washington. And Kamala could work for him. Paid. Paid. Now, why is Trump invincible? Because he has the power of Hulkamania, obviously, brother, with a hard R. And also, because this pimple-lipped, pug-faced incel, we'll call him a trench bulldog, tried to make Trump's brain public domain. Fortunately, even a bullet couldn't make Donald open-minded. Now, getting a shot off at the president must be an incredibly difficult thing to accomplish. I mean, not as difficult as finding binoculars to fit his eyes. Jesus, he looks like the sloth from Ice Age. But he must have designed a pretty ingenious plot to circumvent the Secret Service and what's that? Wait, you're saying that Herbie Potter was just walking around with a loaded gun like he was on an Alec Baldwin set? He was carrying a fucking ladder and a rangefinder? He propped it up on a building that had cops in it, positioned himself on the roof with a perfect sight line to the president, and no one did anything? This Mickey Mouse security detail was so goofy it made Donald duck. Oh boy! Who's in charge of the Secret Service? A lady? Wait, what? Seriously? Well, of course she didn't have anyone on top of the building. Women only care about shots on a roof when there's a pool party. Now, I don't want to seem like a Bigfoot tracking, moon landing denying Jews don't control the weather conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't exactly feel like a 20-year-old fetal alcohol face McLovin should be able to infiltrate the most advanced security detail in history. I mean, the only other thing he's penetrated was his palm. Did Kim Cheadle hire Epstein's NyQuil Night Watch? What the fuck is going on here? This just doesn't feel right. And that's the problem. Nothing feels right. We have officially entered the post-truth age. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. We can't even trust the food we eat. So who can you trust? Me. Your good friend, Schultzy. This episode has been brought to you by Pfizer. There is no promo code. There's nothing to fill out. They're already inside you. But before we bitch, whine, and complain, just remember, like it or not, this is what we asked for. We wanted fast content that makes us feel good. We want politicians who lie to us. We want sugary food to fill us up and pills to slim us down. We don't want what's good for us. We want what's convenient. So we made our bed. Might as well get comfy. Sleep tight.
Wow. By the way, I just had Tucker Carlson's crew send me an interesting link. You know, we're not dunking here. We're not against anybody. It's great. Tucker Carlson is now number one on Spotify, biggest podcast in the world. He just launched it a month ago, above Rogan. So I might be on that podcast soon. I might have heard. And on tour with Tucker in Pennsylvania and other places. But a lot of exciting things happening. Freedom is popular. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. Godzilla in Japan. Godzilla! Harry, Mike, Roger, Joshua, Jennifer, and Steve. That's all the calls we're going to take. It's all the time we have. But we'll be taking your calls back in 4 short minutes. Thank you all for your support. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. If you want great products and to fight the New World Order, there's nowhere you can support and fight the globals better than InfoWars. Stay with us.
want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
That's how the left sees Trump and InfoWars and you. They say he's got to go. Godzilla. Ha, ha, ha. Former head of the CIA, Hayden, said 3 weeks ago, he said, we can't stop Republicans. They don't care what we do to them. They're nihilists. No, we're not nihilists. We won't be ruled by pedophile New World Order scum. And I'm not saying Hayden is a pedophile. I'm saying if I was going to cast him for a pedophile movie, I'd hire him. Godzilla. Got your number, buddy. Got your number. There goes Tokyo. So you want to fight? You figured it out, bastards. You got one. And we got God on our side, so good luck. Good with this build-up. We got a caller from Japan called Godzilla. Godzilla, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Jones? Yeah, I'm here in Tokyo, and I've been listening to the coverage regarding the Trump assassination attempt. You always talk about Fight Club. Thought it was kind of interesting. You got hit in the ear, and it was like the movie Fight Club when Tyler Durden famously says, you know, you hit me in the ear. So it was a weird lineup. But then super weird. I'm a shooter myself. I like shooting 50 cal and different sniper rifles. I don't believe that there's only 8 shots because, as we all agree, this is a professional hit. And if there's professional assassins taking out a high-value target, there's not really anything higher than the president of the U.S. I think the snipers are 100% going to be using silencers. So I think that's an important area, angle to consider. And then lastly, the shooter that they're saying that it's Crooks, it doesn't appear that he has the same chin facial hair. He has no chin facial hair like the person.
No, I agree. I've seen the photo of the dead guy on the body cam versus the guy they said did it. Not the same person.
Yeah, it does not look like the same person at all. So I want to know.
And let's talk about Japan. What about Abe getting assassinated last year?
Yeah, yeah. And deep state assassinations are hot. You know, they're known for killing people. But Japan here is beautiful. It's amazing how well they take care of the country here, and they have national pride. I wish I would see more of it stateside, where they
basically have no crime. So are you like a translator, or what do you do in Japan?
Oh, no, I'm just on vacation. This is Wild from Wisconsin.
Oh, cool. So what do the Japanese think about the assassination attempt?
I've seen, on all the newspapers, majority of the time on the front cover is a picture of Trump or Biden or Kamala Harris lately. And they're all vacuum cleaner intrigued, sucked into the drama of this election cycle.
Who would you say, from talking to folks, who are the Japanese supporting?
I would say more so they're just because he seems to be more of like a character and care more about America. They have such huge national pride here. It's amazing how respectful they are and how much they love their country here. So I think they see that Trump also loves America, where like Kamala Harris, you know, she's like, I don't know. She seems like a bad choice for president. She hates America. She hates Americana. She wants to destroy America. Her dad was a Marxist named Donald. So like, she has a Donald daddy, you know, but like, maybe America's so messed up. Maybe we need a president that's getting, you know, screwed, and a female president, you know?
Well, that's right. If Trump gets in, they can blame the collapse on him. Imagine Kamala, it'll be even worse for him. Exactly. They're screwed any way you slice it, folks. Thank you, Godzilla, for calling. Let's go to Joseph in Pennsylvania. Joseph, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is it's Joshua, Pennsylvania. I was calling Reverend, speculating Kamala Camel-Tail Harris, and what if she picked up Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania as the VP, and then maybe that's why he's running all that shade with all that Butler incident and all the jazzes. On another one.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're saying Shapiro's kind of the front runner right now.
And then on another one, I just went to see my grandmother in Florida. She turned 100 this past weekend. And I hear you get a letter from the president. I hope Sleepy Joe didn't forget to write the letter, because I hear when you turn 100. But in reference to that, I was going through TSA, and they were so aggressive, they almost finger-butted me, you know. And the security at the president's rally, my gosh, TSA is... They won't even,
well, you should tell them you're an illegal alien. They just wave you right through.
I know. It's astonishing. I mean, and the other thing I want to talk about is the Postal Service. Forever stamps, because I know the gold and silver. But the Postal Service used to have much credibility. I wish they would bring back, I think the integrity is still there. I wish they would just bring a little more. Nobody really ever talks about that old Postal Service.
No, good point, brother. I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick. Jennifer in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you today, Mr.
Good.
Jones?
Good, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the assassination. I watched it live. And there is no way that he was hit by shrapnel. There is no way in hell that he was hit by shrapnel. Both of the teleprompters were standing and not broken. There was nothing between him and the shooter.
I mean, I agree. He's up on the podium. They're shooting at him. He grazes here, and the FBI just wants to downplay it.
And then I saw another thing where a gentleman on top of the bleacher behind him was shot. Well, the shooter was shooting down at Trump. How was somebody on the top of the bleacher hit? It makes no sense.
Well, I don't think we'll ever know exactly what happened, but we know they tried to kill him. You can't fake what happened.
No, you can't. There's no way.
What are they going to do now, though, that Trump survived? They are in full panic mode.
Yes, they are. I've seen it. I've seen it in the DNC here in South Carolina. They were one of the first ones that threw in with Kamala Harris. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
It's dangerous, too. I mean, what do you think about their plan? It's clear they're trying to start a civil war. They're going to do some false flags. I mean, that's what they've got pre-programmed. I don't know if America's going to buy that. I don't think America will buy it.
They are starting false flags. Look what they did to the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia yesterday.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That was the next point. We'll B-roll this. Again, Israel's not perfect. It's not about that. You have communists literally burning American flags, attacking park police, attacking the Liberty Bell, burning American flags. These are scum. So just because Israel isn't perfect doesn't mean now these people are all great. What do you make of this?
I dealt with a couple people that were this way, and there is no reasoning with them. They are so programmed by the media, by whatever. It's insane. They need to be put in mental institutions.
I just want to know why we're bringing millions of people here that literally want to burn American flags. And you go, okay, well, we don't like some things Israel does. Okay, great. Why are we bringing people here that literally want to burn down the country and hate us?
They are trying to bring them here to overthrow the Constitutional Republic.
100%. And during the uprising, when Trump gets elected, this is who they plan to detonate it. And they're going to use Israel and all that as the pretext to stir people up. It's so obvious. Thank you for the call. Since you mentioned that, and look, I have big problems with Benjamin Netanyahu trying to make everybody take shots in Israel and all things he's done. But he did have some zingers that I thought were powerful. And again, as much as people want to hate Netanyahu, I'm not here to defend him. I'm his apologist. Okay, Netanyahu, manipulator of politics. He's, you know, got problems, whatever. Okay, great. I criticize him. What about the communists who want to burn the American flag? Like, he was, oh, well, we don't like Netanyahu, so these people are fine. Play clip 12. and clip 14 together. Because Netanyahu had some great zingers. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. That's funny. He went on to say, I have a message for these anti-Semitic protesters. Play those clips.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. These protesters chant from the river to the sea, but many don't have a clue. Right now outside this building, not that many, but they're there and throughout the city. Well, I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And that's my point. I'm a major critic of the Israeli government. It's like I am the U.S. government. But that doesn't mean I then embrace literal communist Hamas Hezbollah people. It's beyond stupid. It's disgusting. But it is definitely the chic thing to do in Hollywood and with the left and all the rest of it. Elon Musk was right. He's like, he put a tweet out this morning. He said, like, the main anti-Semitic movements in the left, and then they turn around and say, because I want closed borders or controlled borders or lower taxes, I'm anti-Semitic, and the ADL tries to shut me down. I hate the ADL. The ADL hates me because, see, I want freedom. And so they use the whole anti-Semitic thing against people that aren't anti-Semitic because the ADL gets more donations than people who are anti-Semitic. They're stirring it up. So I hate the ADL, and I hate Hamas, and I hate Hezbollah, and I hate all of it. I absolutely hate it. People have been lifelong Democrats refuse to accept the clear reality. The Democratic Party is rapidly becoming openly anti-Semitic. This trend is accelerating, not slowing down. Knock, knock, hello, Captain Obvious here, said Elon Musk. So I just want to control our borders and have low taxes and not destroy the dollar and not have World War III. And I don't want to be a pawn of the ADL or Hamas or any of them. I'm just here saying I want freedom. I don't care if you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever you are. I'm a straight shooter. But they don't want to have straight shooting. They want us all fighting with each other while the ESGs and the central bank digital currencies go into effect. It's disgusting. I've got so many videos, the American flag burnings and all of it. I mean, it's just like, come on, please. Again, if you went to a buffet and they were serving 20 dishes of food poisoning, I don't want any of it. Can't you get that? We're supposed to pick a side. No, I'm not one of the Hamas. Or Hezbollah, and I'm not with Israel either. Because Israel's got American. And I'm allowed to say I don't like any of the above. But at the same time, I don't sit there and grovel to political correctness. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air.
California is wonderful. It's all Republican.
All right. Well, you're from California, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. I want to talk about Trump.
Yeah, I'm not screening your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Okay, with the assassination and everything, second guess and everything, why doesn't anybody talk about why Crooks was on the ground for so long for everyone to see? He was on the roof for 26 minutes for everyone to see for a purpose. Nobody's talking about that. And then after everything in Congress, when they talked to the chief, the Cheeto lady, and they ask her flat out how many shells were on the roof, and she wouldn't answer. After the shooting, they get up there real quick and they clean everything up. How many shells were up there? How many shots did he
take? Sure, so there was a stand down. They tried to kill Trump. I agree with you. So what's the bottom line?
But what did he even shoot? They show a picture of his gun 6 feet away from his body, no scope on it. I don't think he shot a shot.
I think there's a second shooter. I agree with you.
The first shooter was in the window behind him. The second shooter was up on the water tower, because if you play all these clips that people put it that are people are sending in, there are certain ones that you can see the muzzle flash on. But they like that big story of the kid on the ground running around, you know, getting everybody else's attention.
You mean they have a patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh? Or?
I mean, big time patsy. You can blame it on any. He's your patsy, obviously. You know, that's what it was at first. But to have him parade himself around like that for everybody to see for so long.
I totally agree with you. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Connecticut on the Trump shooting. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
John from Connecticut. I've listened to you for 18 years, man, and you've totally changed my life. Your products are amazing. They've helped my wife, too, and everything. She started listening to you during COVID and all that. She worked in the emergency room as a case manager for, like, social work. But, she wasn't really listening to you before that. She thought you were a little crazy, but after COVID and everything, she thinks you're a man. So just thank you for all your products, especially the female force. She took that. We did like a regiment with it for like a couple months prior to finally we got conceived. She had PCOS. Just truly thank you for that, man.
Thank you, brother. We bring you the best products. Thank you.
Yeah. And so like the way I've been watching the media cycle lately, there's definitely been a quickening. And I think they're doing a lot of different things for like just to distract people and everything, the Trump shooting and the cyber attack, and then Joe Biden dropping out of the race, and now they're bringing in Kamala, and I think they're trying to mitigate the shooting, and like already you can see they're trying to talk it down. And it looks like that they're probably going to bring in that Mark Kelly guy as the VP.
Yep.
To try to make it seem like that his wife got
shot. Mark Kelly or Shapiro,
and it's a swing state too in Arizona, and he's a veteran and everything, and he can probably like take votes away from that, and it's already probably rigged down there anyways, because it doesn't seem like they've really done any changes to the voting down there. And especially up here in Connecticut, I don't know if you guys posted that article about what happened in Bridgeport.
Oh, the massive election fraud. Yeah, they caught him.
Yeah, Wanda. Yeah, Jesse Waters covered it a few months ago. But there was like something I was trying to look for from a long time ago, and that's been, it was like 2010. I think it was with Chris Murphy. You guys might have it. I tried looking for it. It was like a local news reporter went up to him, and it was like back in Bridgeport, and they asked him when he was running for Senate or Congress. And it was, what if you don't have enough votes or whatever? He said, don't worry, we'll find it. And they just started laughing. I looked everywhere on YouTube, can't find it anywhere. Can't find it on Rumble.
Well, we'll find it, brother. John, thank you. We're out of time. Ruger in Ohio, next up. Go ahead, Ruger.
Hey, Alex. First of all, man, I'd like to say, all praise the Lord and Savior, man. We need, we definitely need Jesus more now than ever. And I think it's starting to kind of come to light with everything that's going on with Trump. I want to talk just for a second about kind of his leadership. So I joined the military in 2020, went straight into BUD. So in SEAL training and everything, and it was going great. Loved it. Met some of the best guys, and I felt great because Trump was in that leadership position, and you know, the COVID vax was coming in and stuff, and they were kind of pushing, you're not going to have to get it. We can never make you get it. And, you know, I believe Trump when they said that. And I still have the video, and I'm pretty sure it was me watching your show and you putting it on, of where Biden said we could never do that. And then all of a sudden, you know, they turn around and, you know, so I got kicked out of SEAL training. My wife got kicked out of the military. Then they start hitting us with, you know, pay this back, pay that back. And, you know, seeing Trump after he got shot again stand up, and you could see the emotion, and, I mean, the spirit had to have been moving, and so many people in the crowd just to be able to display that type of leadership. And, I mean, above all, it's love, so that's pretty awesome.
It is, brother. It was an epic moment in history. It was totally real. They're trying to dial it back, but it's not going to work. Nobody's going to forget what they did. And they're going to try to kill Trump again. So we should be talking about what happens if they kill Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they kill him, I pray that people, you know, use their head. And honestly, people need to pray for our enemies. That's even the harder thing to do. Prayers go all the way around, but the ones for our enemies who are lost and just manipulated by the media. But if they do kill him, which I heard you say, they, you know, if they get him, they're going after you and Rogan and probably PVD and Elon. But yeah, man, I just think it's all going to come crumbling down. So what you were speaking to earlier about people having that small base community and trading, and, you know, I just picked apples with my son on our farm and made applesauce, you know, none of the Bill Gates stuff. So I think it's going to come crashing down for sure.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. All right. I want to go to Exodus and Jefferson in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, but I didn't plug last hour and I got to do this right now. Or we won't be here. I need your support. We've delivered on every front. These are great products you already need. I need you to go, I'm making the decision out of all this media, all this culture, all this stuff to support InfoWars. Because I know we're in a bad economy. I know stuff's crazy. I need to go to InfoWarsStore.com with the same InfoWars mega sale. 40% off on nitric boost. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your body. Does so much great work. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. Regrows your telomeres or makes them last longer. Amazing stuff. 40% off on Brain Force Ultra. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then you can get the t-shirt, which is now shipping to us, made in Texas, with the Bulletproof. I should have done Never Surrender or 555, but the Bulletproof's great. It's a limited edition shirt. It funds the operation. The next shirt's coming out that says the other thing, but get it now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a great shirt, and it's got InfoWars on the back. That's how we run this operation. It's how we fight the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get water filtration, air filtration, the highest quality affordable foods, ready to ship. Everything we have on the site is in stock, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com. The Ultra 12, highest quality B12. All the products are there. X2, X3 selling out. We could be shut down in months. Could be your last chance to get these products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's company, separate from InfoWars. InfoWars shuts down. He'll be our main sponsor. He already is our main sponsor. DrJonesNatural.com. Selling out of the Nano Silver Toothpaste, fluoride-free. Selling out of the incredible essential oil toothpaste with the turmeric. So good. All of it at DrJonesNaturals.com. Selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. Not an energy pill. It makes your cells create energy and has a huge energy effect you've never felt. You need Next Level Foundational Energy. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of great products, but also DrJonesNaturals.com has so many incredible products like the Kava Chill and the Top Brain Nootropic that's amazing and the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid that gives you deep, incredible sleep. It's all there. Go peruse the products. Check it out. I thank you for your past support. And I encourage everybody, now is the time for support. I will never give up. I'll never sell out, but I could give in. I could break down. I could fail like an engine that doesn't have fuel or oil in it. So I need your support. I'll never sell out. I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out like an old horse. So I need your support now to make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And again, I want to thank everybody that has gone there, and I want to salute you for your past support, your prayer, your word of mouth, your financial support, plus the great products you need. But I need all the people, millions, that are on the fence that for some reason will never go to drjonesnaturals.com or will never go to InfoWarsStore.com and will never get the products. What are you waiting for? They're great products, and it funds the operation. I need you to stand with us at this critical juncture in history. All right, we're going to go to break. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Financial Energy selling out right now. Turbo Force sold out. I told you it would. Silver product's about to sell out. The Silver Bullet about to sell out. And then who knows, there'll be money to restart it and order more product. We are that close, but I'm going to maximum firepower right to the end, never surrendering. And if God takes me out of the game for a while, that's God's choice. But God's working through you. So please, if God touches your heart to support us, do it now at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
I talk a lot about
the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take me to Texas 200 years ago, where pride rose from the ashes of San Jacinto. It still beats in every heart like a battle cry.
Hernandez to take over in about 6 minutes. I want to take 2 final calls from Exodus and Jefferson. Jefferson, you're up next. Take me to Texas, Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, John's good to talk to you.
Welcome.
Would we like Elon Musk to be president one day?
He's not a U.S. He wasn't U.S. born, so the Constitution says he can't.
Well, that's one way of putting it. His parents were not USA citizens, so he's not eligible. It wouldn't matter where he was born if his parents were USA citizens. But we would have to amend Article 2 to make him eligible. But right now, I believe Elon Musk is just as eligible to be president as Kamala Harris is, even though she was born here in California. Because, again, neither of her parents were citizens of the United States either. So she and Elon are similar in that they don't have parents that were USA citizens. And there's a debate whether being born here is sufficient to make you eligible, but nobody seems to want to have it. But I don't know how we get around this sort of loggerhead stalemate where people like me believe that being born here makes you a native-born citizen, but it doesn't make you a natural citizen. So I would request you make an appointment with Ken Paxton, your attorney general, and see what he thinks about Kamala's eligibility and whether he can be someone that could bring a writ of quo warranto case before the Supreme Court to question whether Kamala Harris is actually eligible, because her father was a Jamaican citizen, and Jamaica is a country that claims their offspring at birth as natural citizens of their country. So that's a conflict with our 14th Amendment. So if there's anybody that's in violation of our 14th Amendment and running for president, it would be Kamala Harris. So we need an AG to bring the case. It's a public interest case. I can't do it. My AG here in Virginia won't do it because he's a 14th Amendment citizen himself. But your AG is most likely the person that would be willing to do it. And maybe Elon would fund this campaign to get Kamala out of the office she's currently in because she's not currently eligible.
Yeah, well, I'm not name dropping, but 2 weeks ago I missed a meeting with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He wanted to meet, and I missed the calls. And the Paxton interview was on the table very soon. I just got the news about it. But I will definitely talk to Paxton soon.
Thank you very much. That's all I really want.
Thank you, brother. Great points. Exodus in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
In New York. Thanks for taking my call. Alex, first of all, I want to say I apologize for thinking that you were crazy 20 years ago. And by listening to you during the pandemic, you probably saved my family's life and you saved my life because we did not cave in taking the vaccination clot shot. That's what I want to say. I want to say thank you and I apologize.
Well, thank you, brother,
for thinking that you were crazy. And my question is in regards to forensics and ballistics. So I believe that there were more than 2 shooters as well, right? Now, with ballistics, you believe that there was somebody on the water tower. I believe there was somebody on the water tower, too. So if he took a shot from the water tower, couldn't you do a ballistics test to see if there was some kind of residue that was on the water tower?
Well, we could, but the FBI even kicked Senator Josh Hawley out of the site.
Okay, and then also in the building, I believe maybe about 400 yards, that the building that he was on top of, that was like, what, 135 yards or 150 yards?
He was 450 feet away.
Okay. inside, if shots came from inside the building, couldn't you do a forensics test to see if there was any kind of gunpowder residue that
yes,
came from
but the FBI
the
controls the site.
Okay, and my second question is in regards to his autopsy report and his medical reports, when are those going to be released, and will they be able to tell us if...
Well, that's another question. There's been no press conferences, no nothing. That's what, you know, there's a cover-up, but that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's basically it. The ballistics reports and the forensics reports need to be pushed in Congress and in the media more. Thank you again, Alex, for saving my family's life.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for being a listener and a supporter. And whatever happens to us, please find the new Alex Jones Show, whatever happens. We're trying to hang on here. There's a good chance we're going to continue, but we're very, very spotty on that. So pray for the broadcast, and prayers will overpower the enemy. Please pray for InfoWars, folks, and our preservation and our provision. The great Drew Hernandez, great talk show host, great reporter, and great pastor, takes over T-minus 60 seconds straight ahead. Follow me on X at RealAlexJones and at InfoWars.com/show. Drew Hernandez takes over now.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I have many, many questions, and every single day that goes by, it becomes more clear and clear and clear, stating the obvious, that the failed assassination attempt of President Donald J. Trump, in my opinion, J-13 was an inside job. And especially coming out of yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray being questioned, so many inconsistencies with what former United States Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle claimed multiple times and many times with many of these inconsistencies. The number one thing that really did stick out to me yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray, well, there were many things, but I'll just start with this one, was this whole ladder, magical ladders, right? We got magical ladders in Butler, Pennsylvania. The entire world saw multiple ladders on the site an hour or so after the shooting took place, and the entire rally, the crime scene, the setup scene, to murder Trump on live TV in front of billions of people, JFK 2.0 on steroids, literally. There were multiple ladders on the scene. Now, we saw a taller ladder that was maybe about 12 feet tall or higher. That was obviously law enforcement's ladder. And then a little more towards the right, there was a shorter, what appears to be a 5-foot ladder on top of a structure up against the building. Now, what I find interesting is that millions, possibly billions, you and I have seen the footage countless times over and over and over and over and over again, where there were obviously ladders up against the building. There you could see it right there. Right there would be in the yellow, possibly the law enforcement ladder, but a little towards the right. I'm pretty sure the crew could find it. A little towards the right. It's cut off on that picture. A little more towards the right, there's a smaller ladder up against the building where apparently crooks. I honestly, at this point, I don't even know if that's actually the shooter. Shooter one. I think there's multiple too, and I'll get to that as well. I don't even know if it's actually Thomas Crooks. It may be the other individual that Roger Stone has been adamant this is the guy. And you look at the photos and it's pretty convincing. But back to the magical ladders. There are multiple ladders up against the building. We saw this footage, billions of people, the entire world. And listen, I'm going to be honest here. I've been a huge critic of Elon Musk. I don't fully trust Elon Musk, but I will say that thank God that he bought Twitter, honestly, because can you imagine if this went down and we were still in Twitter 1.0? Oh yeah, it'd be a very interesting time to be alive, right? It still is an interesting time to be alive, but I'll be completely honest with you. I'm grateful that that happened. And I think Elon might be on his red pill journey. I don't fully trust him, but I see people going through a red pill process, right? Where they get closer and closer and they go deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. And that comes through information, that comes through intel, but it also comes through experience where wisdom comes from, right? And I think that's been happening to Elon. I think he's on his process, but we shall see. But anyways, the magical ladders, FBI Director Christopher Wray told the entire world yesterday that yes, Thomas Crooks did indeed buy a ladder, but we didn't recover any ladders on the scene. It just magically disappeared, even though we all saw them. And so like the amount of inconsistencies is absolutely wild and insane. And I, for one, don't believe anything these feds have to say. I don't believe anything the feds are trying to convince me happened or is real, with multiple inconsistencies that are not adding up at all. And so Senator Chuck Grassley, this was a absolutely astronomically viral video with the body cam footage where now we know for sure that a sniper or a sniper post with the same building he was crawling on behind him had a vantage point looking down at the very roof that Thomas Crooks or the, in my opinion, the CIA activated sleeper cell was crawling on. And so when you take a look at all of the snipers, local law enforcement, there it is right there. You have a perfect line of sight to see him crawling on that building. Literally nobody is going to believe that a sniper posted up in that window is not going to see this guy crawling. And to make it even more unbelievable, not able to hear multiple Trump supporters running around screaming at the top of their lungs that there is a gunman on top of the roof crawling towards President Trump, and somehow law enforcement tried to peek up on the roof and he pointed his firearm at him and the officer fell off the roof, had an ankle injury, and then they called it in. There were multiple call-ins of a gunman on the roof. They had more than enough time to communicate with the Secret Service and get Trump off the stage. Now that's obvious, right? My question is, with this new body cam footage, there's a ton of questions, but my number one question, and if there are any senators out there, if there are any congressmen or congresswoman or any whistleblowers out there, in the body cam footage, the officer that's communicating with what appears to be Secret Service or some operative sent from DC to get the story straight, he actually names the sniper inside of the building. So when you take a look at the body cam footage, there it is on your screen. You see the cam attached to his rifle. He communicates very clearly that the sniper in the law enforcement building where the sniper's nest is, behind Crooks that has a clear line of sight looking down at the roof that they're standing on, he names the sniper. His name is Greg. So my question is, and I don't know if this is misinformation or disinformation coming from the feds, because this is what they do. They will make comments like this. And by the way, I fully believe Christopher Wray was doing this yesterday while he was testifying, especially with the whole, well, we don't really know much about his motive. Like, it sounds like total BS, right? We don't know his motive. We have no idea. But what we do know is that we checked his device. We checked his laptop. And he was searching on the same day he got his tickets for the Butler Trump rally on J13. He was searching how far away was Oswald from JFK when he took the shot. Yeah. Okay, dude. Okay. That's all you know, feds. That's all you know. Yeah. That's what you want us to know. Okay. That's called disinformation, in my opinion. That's to put you on a trail or a path. Okay. that is a diversion to get you away from the truth. How the hell do you not know this guy's motive, but you know that, well, wow, he searched how far away it was Oswald from JFK when he took a shot. Anyways, this is what the feds do. But I find it interesting that this officer actually names the gunman. He actually names the sniper. He actually names the sniper in the sniper's nest behind the roof. His name is Greg. So my question, and any senators out there or congressmen or congresswomen or whistleblowers, well, definitely those like Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley, people that are actually getting down to the bottom of this, you need to ask this question. We need a subpoena. Who is Greg? Who is that? Who is Greg? What was he doing in that building? When was he in that building? And one thing I will tell you, and listen, I am not a law enforcement expert. I'm not a military expert, but one thing I do know as a layman, as a normie out here, okay? One thing I do know is that if you are working for the United States Secret Service or you are put on presidential protection detail, the U.S. president or former president, we need to drop that. It's President Trump. Show some respect. If that is the protectee, it sounds to me that if you are a sniper, that you are on your weapon, you are on your rifle the entire time. Just like when you see the snipers that were behind Trump on his back right. They were on their snipers the entire time, scanning the crowd, scanning all the line of sight, scanning all the buildings, scanning everywhere, all the windows, all of the positions that they've been trained to where they would be positioned if they were going to pull something like this off, right? That's what makes a great sniper, in my opinion. If you are a master sniper, you know where to find one, right? I mean, that's basic to me. That's like Chris Kyle, right? Like straight up. That's like, I think that's what made Chris Kyle such a master sniper, because he knew where to find the master snipers as well. So anyways, I find it interesting. The snipers behind Trump's back right were on their weapons the entire time. So that tells me that whoever Greg the sniper is, that is in the sniper's nest behind Crooks or the one of the shooters that were crawling on top of the building, that tells me he should have been on his weapon as well. Now, was it pointing out of the window, or was he? Now, this is where we would need an expert opinion. Would a sniper be having his rifle pointed out of the window with a line of sight, or would he be closer back into that room positioned looking out the window? Now, these are questions that I think senators need to be asking directly. I think subpoenas need to be issued. Who was Greg the sniper? Like, we need this. Is he a part of it? Was he one of the individuals that took a shot on Trump? Find that possible. But I think if that were the case, they would have hit their mark, right? Like, we're talking about people that know what they're doing. Now, they may have allowed the patsy, whoever the hell that is crawling on the roof, they may have allowed the patsy to take the first few shots. And then obviously we're hearing multiple shots with the acoustics and the sound analysis. I think you could clearly hear that. It's possible. It's possible that those are the follow-up shots, the backup shots, that are meant to finish the job. And you see this even with JFK, right? See, JFK is holding onto his throat. He's holding onto his throat. And clearly, in my opinion, you take a look at the footage, the driver turns around, puts a pistol right near his head and blows his brains out. Right? The patsy takes a shot. He's the fall guy. If he could do it, great. Makes the cover up even easier. But if he fails, we got to finish the job and we'll still cover it up. It might be slightly harder, but we'll get it done. And so looking at that footage these past couple of days, I mean, there's multiple questions, right? There's footage. The shooter has, he's got pants on. And then in this new footage, he's got shorts on. There's a lot of inconsistencies that are being pointed out if you take a look at different pieces of footage. But now, as of this morning, I'm pretty sure Alex already covered this, but I wanted to comment on this as well because I have tons of questions. But one last time, for any senators out there, especially Senator Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley, you need to subpoena Greg the sniper. The officer in that footage, Senator Grassley, makes it very clear that a man named Greg was in that sniper's nest that had a perfect line of sight to see Crooks, allegedly Crooks, crawling on that roof. Subpoena him, and ask him a million questions, and I think we will get a little closer to the cover-up being uncovered. That's just my opinion. And so now we have Senator Josh Hawley has revealed and uncovered that local law enforcement partners and suppliers did indeed offer drone capabilities to Secret Service the night before the rally, but they repeatedly declined. They then deployed the drone only after the failed assassination attempt on Trump and killing a Trump supporter and injuring two others, right? They only deployed the drone after the shooting took place, according to the whistleblower. Now, what makes this even juicier is that even in Senator Chuck Grassley's expose, well, he uncovered as well that EMS emergency services, that part of the security detail for Secret Service did indeed include counter surveillance drone operation. An operator was assigned for the day of July 13th. A counter surveillance drone operator was assigned on the day of the rally, July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, why was that not utilized at any point in the day whatsoever? And what has Cheadle told us? Well, we decided not to deploy any drones, anything aerial surveillance for this rally. We made that decision. And then after that, they said, well, we denied further security for the president. We acknowledge that. And so obviously the president's Secret Service was understaffed, and that's how it happened. But it turns out there was a counter surveillance drone operator assigned to that rally. So now my questions are, on top of apparently Thomas Crooks flew a drone. Two hours. This was revealed yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray that, yes, he indeed flew a drone. He conducted his own aerial surveillance of the entire site. And what's interesting about what Christopher Wray did yesterday, he thinks you're retarded, honestly. He really does. What he did was he revealed that information, but he really insisted and emphasized on, he did fly a drone, but remember, it was not over the stage area. Like, honestly, I think the Matrix kind of breached when he did this, at least for me. I picked up on this. He kept insisting. He was adamant. Well, yes, he did fly a drone. There was no footage recovered. But we know, obviously due to digital forensic analysis, this is how they would do it, he's claiming. We know that he was, in live time. He used the word live streaming. I guess you could say that, but he wasn't live streaming to the internet or the World Wide Web. It was just to himself on the controller, right? It's funny how they do this, huh? Their terminology they use does matter. Obviously, he was conducting his surveillance in real time. And they're claiming he didn't record it. But apparently there is recording. So, there's so many contradictions here. But so FBI Director Christopher Wray was insisting, well, yeah, we know he was conducting his own aerial surveillance just a couple hours before the rally started. And by the way, I don't believe anything this guy's saying. And he was insisting it wasn't over the stage area. It wasn't over the rally area. It wasn't over that. Let me make that clear. It was, this is exactly what he said. It was 200 yards away. 200 yards away. Now, he didn't specify which direction, right? 200 yards away in which direction? Behind the stage? The right of the stage? The left of the stage? I would be willing to bet that he left out the detail that he was conducting drone surveillance 200 yards away, closer to the building that he was on top, because it was 130 yards away out from Trump. See, they expect you to be stupid, honestly, to not pick up on any of this. They honestly expect you to believe, just like 9/11, the government's going to come in, all of you crazy conspiracy theorists, even the family members and the victims, and the heroic firefighters and the emergency responders and the people in the building that gave their lives on that day, all of you need to shut the hell up. Nothing you say has any credibility. We're going to give you the official NIST report by the government, and that is gospel. That's the final word. Yeah, we're getting the same thing with this now. Just like everything else, right? Just like the J6 committee, right? That entire circus and literal show, right? Staged show, all right? They only show the people what they want to show, so they set a narrative. And they cover up all the other footage, but they only cherry pick the footage they need for their narrative. It's happening again, guys. Okay. It's happening again. You're not crazy. All right. You're not a psycho. Let me reassure you. You're not way out there. Okay. This is just out in the open, and it's a clear cover up taking place. Because you mean to tell me that they don't even know how many days has it been? 13 days now? 13 days of investigation by the greatest law enforcement and intelligence agencies that the world has ever seen, with the most advanced technology of today. We don't know his motive. Yeah, of course they don't know his motive. Okay. Of course they're going to say that it's a cover up. And then FBI Director Christopher Wray was questioned yesterday. Well, do you guys know if he had any accomplices? Did he have any help? Did he work alone? Of course, you know that Christopher, as of now, we don't know. No, we don't have any indication that he had any help. Christopher Wray was literally saying perfectly. He was saying, you know, he fits the bill. He fits the idea of what you would expect. He's a loner. We looked through his devices, didn't really have a lot of friends. You know, he didn't really, have a big social life. He's the type of individual you'd expect. It's like, yeah, cause we know, because, the ones that helped him, in my opinion, are these deep state intelligence agencies, just like JFK, right? And then they got their backup operatives to have the cleanup shots to finish the job, and they just blame it on one person. I mean, to me, I will be honest with you guys. Okay. To me, I don't have enough faith to believe that this little worm, this 20-year-old, what is he, 20 years old? This 20-year-old little worm, or whoever the hell it was, got past the FBI, United States Secret Service, and all of law enforcement. Especially, he flew a drone 2 hours before the most famous and hated man living on planet Earth was about to show up, and 130 feet away, the roof wasn't secure. I've been listening to all of the sniper experts that Alex has brought on, and I keep hearing the same thing. And this has been my speculation, and I've been saying it, and I'm not a sniper expert. But to me, it's pretty basic that the two most obvious high ground points that you would secure there, especially in front of the president, would be that roof, right? Would be that roof that he was crawling on, and the water tower. The two, anybody. I mean, if that was like a video game, I'm not trying to water down what happened or tone down what happened, but I'm just trying to use this as an example. If this was like a video game scenario, and it's like a sniper video game, and the video game asks you, what are the two most obvious high ground points that you should select to carry out this assassination attempt on the president? Choose now. You would pick the water tower and the roof of that building, 130 yards out and just slightly further out from the water tower. Listen, man, listen, all of these inconsistencies. And now how convenient is it? How convenient is it? So convenient. It's so convenient. Everyone's trying to figure out, well, first we hear the kids walking around with an AR-15 and a ladder and a rangefinder. And they apparently stop him, have a little chat with him, and let him go. Oh, and then, by the way, someone inside of that building, is it the AGR building or the ARG? I get it mixed up. I think it might be AGR building. Oh, and by the way, they took a photo of him from behind in reaching distance.
That's how close they had eyes on him and his bike and his backpack. And they said, oh, well, he hid the rifle somewhere in the building. Oh, and now the rifle had a collapsible stock. Oh, how convenient. How convenient. Wow. Hey, I don't have enough faith to believe in all that. We'll be right back. I'll continue to pick this apart.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me. Right now, we were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
All righty, we are back. InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. If you guys are tapped in on X or Band.Video or wherever you're watching this, make sure to reshare this right now, because there are millions of new listeners tuning in every single day. So we got to make sure we are continuing to spread these links. Do it right now. Tag me in it. And I will do my best to reshare it when I see it after this next segment. So make sure to follow me as well. I host my own show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday on Rumble. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to go check that out. It's like InfoWars at night. You'll love it. You'll love it. I promise. But if you're some kind of beta cuck, you won't, honestly. If you are, don't check it out. It'll probably hurt your feelings. But yes, and follow me on X at Drew H Live. Let's continue with the intel. So now we have this report, with Senator Josh Hawley that is now clearly indicating that law enforcement did offer drone capabilities the night before, but the Secret Service declined. And now we know, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, that yes, there was a counter drone operator assigned to Trump's rally on J-13, but it wasn't utilized. But now when you listen to the footage that Senator Chuck Grassley put out, you can hear the comms between law enforcement requesting drones, okay, to clear the water tower. There are so many questions here that have gone unanswered. Right. Oh, now don't you find it interesting that former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle was directly asked point blank, you guys didn't think it necessary. You guys didn't find the water tower as a potential security threat to the president? No. Oh, wow. OK. So why is it? Why is, now listen, ask yourself this question. So why is it, man, I should just be a senator or a congressman at this point, you know? So why is it that law enforcement, well, a Secret Service, okay, apparently local law enforcement did want to use drone capabilities. Why is it that the Secret Service, now I know the answer to this question, it's rhetorical. Why is it that the Secret Service had counter drone aerial capabilities, but they decided to not use it, and they rejected law enforcement's offer to use aerial surveillance to protect the president? Why is it that Cheadle is saying we didn't see the water tower, something we should secure, but it's not until after the failed assassination attempt on President Trump and a Trump supporter was murdered and two other Trump supporters were hurt very badly in the process? Why is it that law enforcement now after wants to deploy counter aerial drone surveillance to the water tower, to clear the water tower? I don't cover up. That's all I got to say, man. I don't have enough faith to believe that all of this went wrong simultaneously, perfectly, all on its own. I don't have enough faith to believe. To me, that is so hard. That's harder to believe for me, especially with everything that's come out. I do not believe that Thomas Crooks or whoever this was worked alone. I think it's an inside job. It doesn't have to be an entire department. It doesn't have to be the entire Secret Service. All it has to be is those in charge and those calling the shots, and maybe one person that knows what's going on and that's willing to obey. It takes a handful of guys. That's it. It takes a handful to pull something like this off. And one thing I will say as well is, because all of this just does not add up whatsoever, and it's, to me, it's an obvious inside job, I think the number one red flag when this all went down was the fact that the Biden administration, okay, now we know it's not Joe Biden, moved so quickly to deploy FBI Director Christopher Wray, that has been tasked to hunt Trump supporters like animals, designating us as MAGA right-wing extremist terrorists, domestic terrorists. Was Christopher Wray deployed to seek justice and get to the bottom of how this happened? Of course not. In my opinion, he was deployed because they know they need to cover it up immediately. Now, Biden may know or not know. I don't even know if Biden knows anything, to be honest with you. But there are evil actors within the Secret Service, FBI, CIA. There are good as well. I know this for a fact. Talk to them. There is something internally going on within these law enforcement agencies. It is abundantly clear. But one thing I do know is that if, especially like I take issue with so many right-wing pundits and talking heads on all their shows, all you've been hearing, and especially on this network, because it's 100% true, I'm not talking about this network, I'm talking about others out there. All you've been hearing is that what, for the past 4-8 years, this is a banana republic. We're a third world country. We don't have law and order anymore. These are biblical times. That which is good is called evil, and that which is evil is called good. Kangaroo courts are setting everybody up. Trump, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon is in jail. And they're not going to stop. Total deterioration of our justice system. Crooked judges. Appointed crooked judges. Installed crooked judges. Installed crooked DAs. Crooked deep state attorneys. Lawyers. Prosecutors. Defense attorneys, kangaroo courts. We've been living this. Rigged elections. Law enforcement turned against its own people. Police state. Third world country attributes. And what comes alongside of that? Assassinations. That is basic. And assassinations, not just by rogue, radicalized cultists that are a part of the regime. No, the regime itself conspiring. The word conspiracy isn't something that means just something so totally far out there. It's hard to believe. And you're just trying to connect all of the dots by yourself in order to believe a certain narrative because it sounds so radical and spicy and juicy. You can make a movie about it, right? No. These are legal terms, right? These are legal terms. You've conspired. You've been charged with conspiracy to X, Y, and Z. You all together conspired to X, Y, and Z. These are very real things. And if we truly are in a banana republic, if we truly do live in a third world country now, and we truly do have rigged elections, and we truly do have a deteriorated, collapsed justice system, and we truly do have kangaroo courts, this is like North Korea, Venezuela, Mexico. Yes. The next step are assassination attempts, not just by rogue psycho members of the regime, but the regime itself conspiring to assassinate any revolutionary figures that are standing for freedom against the tyrannical regime. That is a fact. That is a historical fact. And if you're naive out there, and this is what I'm saying, I take issue with so many of these right-wing talking heads that are like, I don't know, man. Let's just chill. Let's get all the facts straight. Let's make sure that, we listen to the official investigation. Let's make sure that we get all the facts from Christopher Wray that we've been telling our entire audiences can't be trusted and is coming after all of us and is leading the tyrannical charge of the police state as a puppet. Let's just make sure that the FBI does its job and we get all of our facts straight so we know what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay, dude. You're going to sit there and tell all of your audience for the past 8 years that we live in a banana republic in a third world country, and you're having a hard time to wrap your mind around the fact that the deep state authoritarian regime has plotted and conspired to assassinate and blow President Trump's brains out in front of the entire world? You're having a hard time wrapping your mind around that? Give me a break, dude. That's what you call controlled opposition. That's exactly what we're living in right now. And it's going to get worse. I don't say that to be blackpilled. I say that because these people are not going to stop and they'll never stop. They'll continue to conspire against Trump. And by the way, listen, who am I, dude? Who am I? I'm just a dude on the internet with a microphone and a camera. That's all I am. Who am I? But I will say this. I watched President Trump's interview with J.D. Vance and Jesse Waters the other night. And I would be hush hush right now. I would be hush hush on certain things. I could see that Trump was trying to, because Trump is smart. Okay, this is the guy who wrote the Art of the Deal. All right, it's not going to show his entire hand. But I would be very careful with talking about what you will do when you get in, when it comes to this, in my opinion, failed deep state assassination attempt, sir. I would be very careful. I wouldn't answer any questions that pertain to that. And J.D. Vance. Why? Because I just wouldn't even air anywhere. Because if you really think about it, if by some miracle, they don't rig the election, now they are now even more incentivized to rig this thing because they got to cover this damn thing up. Because now Trump has made it public and he signaled to the deep state publicly, right? I mean, obviously we know he's going to do this, but he's now publicly coming out and saying, yeah, I'll declassify everything. I want to know who tried to kill me. Now, obviously we know we need him to do that. But one thing I will say, if there was another reason to be put at the top of the list as to why they need to rig the election and secure and make sure that that damn election is rigged in favor for whoever puppet they decide to go with. Kamala, Big Mike, whatever, right? They are now even more incentivized to rig that election for the next 100 years so that this never comes out. And at the same time, they're even more incentivized because, yes, Trump is going to expose the, if Trump has been claiming to drain the swamp since 2015. And didn't really do much in his first term because I think they distracted him with trying to take him out with multiple impeachment hoaxes. And they had all kinds of deep state plants in his first cabinet. And if you're completely honest with yourself, if they did rig the 2020 election, which I believe they did, the swamp drained Trump. Okay? Let's just be honest here. But now they know damn well that Trump may be willing to expose a little bit more in a second term. And if there's anything that he is going to put his attention on and his efforts, it will be this very thing. It will be this very thing. If there's anything that's going to be, we want all the JFK docs declassified. We want the 9/11 docs declassified. We want it all declassified, right? But if there's one thing that the deep state knows for a fact, that this man will declassify, he's already said it publicly. It will be this. Everything pertaining to this failed assassination attempt on his life in front of the whole world. I say that all to say the meter was raised even higher now because they are operating in desperation and their desperation mode is that meter is climbing higher and higher and higher and higher and higher each day. And that makes them dangerous, extremely dangerous because in their moments of desperation, in their mode of desperation, it makes them extremely dangerous. They do seem to be very, very predictable, right? But they are still dangerous. And there's been a huge debate, especially on right-wing X, as to whether it's a good thing that Trump will move forward and do his rallies indoors. But then the Secret Service is saying, well, we encourage you to do it indoors because we can't, you know, really protect you. And people are taking that as a threat. And people are taking that as, well, we're just going to hang you out to dry. You're probably going to die if you continue. Now, a lot of people are saying on one side is that the deep state trying to win the optics game because Trump has like Woodstock rallies at this point outdoors. But if it's compacted to arenas and stadiums, does it still have the same effect? Now, I don't buy the argue that that's an act of fear or we're cowards. I think we need to play it smart. I would rather be safe than sorry right now because President Trump needs to survive. They literally just tried to kill him. This is the real deal, guys. Okay. It's not coming. It's here. Private, heavy hitter, security, loyal to America, loyal to the president. This is where we're at. And, I agree. I think Trump has the opportunity because Trump is all about setting records and doing big historical things that no one's ever done. I think Trump could pack out stadiums. He did it yesterday. He packed out an arena in North Carolina in Charlotte. It's insane. You could hear the roars of the crowd like it's the Super Bowl. I've never really seen a politician do that, to be honest. And I think Trump has the opportunity to set another trailblaze again. Just pack out, do a national MAGA tour. Like if Trump really wanted to, he could do a MAGA world tour. You know what I mean? Like honestly, pack out stadiums all over the world. To me, I think that still shows strength because if you compare that to Kamala or whoever they go up against, okay, Kamala's struggling to fill up high school gymnasiums. So if this, Trump's stadium game is on point. So in terms of optics, I see the argument, but we can't trust the Secret Service. We can't. We'll set them up to die again and they'll probably continue to try. In terms of a marksman shooting. Now, obviously there are other ways inside of a building, right? And there are other ways even not at a Trump rally, right? And so I think Trump needs to play it safe and be wise. No one's going to accuse Trump of being a coward. I'm not. After what I saw a couple Saturdays ago, no. He doesn't need to do anything more to prove to us that he is willing to die and take a bullet in the head and his brain exploded in front of billions of people for this country. And then get brought to the floor and stand up with his head revealed again to possibly take another shot. Like, that's enough for me, okay? Trump's not perfect, but that man is a damn brawler, dude. Like, all right? But with that, I will also say that the heightened level, right? It's like in GTA, you know, when you commit more crimes, you get more stars until they finally just send the military after you. It's like it is just full. The meter is full, all time high, deep state, the conspiracies within, because conspiracy is not a bad word. They've made it a bad word. That's what the CIA did decades ago. The conspiracies within the deep state and the plots to assassinate President Trump, they will continue. They will not stop. Say, Drew, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Really? 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 Wow. That's exactly how it happened with JFK. There were multiple assassination attempts until they were finally successful. I think it was like two or three till they were finally successful. And this won't be the last one against Trump. Trump needs to survive because they're not going to stop. We are dealing with a death cult that not only advocates infanticide and murdering babies in and outside the womb, they celebrate it and they call it healthcare. They call it medicine, medical procedure to help you. Okay, we're dealing with a death cult that is pushing death jabs on billions of people. That's causing them to die and drop like flies, calling it medicine. Okay, we are dealing with a depopulation death cult that views you as a part of that population, as a part of the problem that's going to end the world via climate change. So you eventually, because it's carbon, eventually you need to be taken out and they'll be okay with that. They survive, you die. Okay, this is a satanic antichrist death cult that is totally depraved. These are people that are chopping the genitals off of little kids and calling it health procedures. Surgical health procedures. And to make matters even more sinister, they call that a physical remedy to a psychological problem because you don't feel comfortable in your skin because you feel you are a biological boy, but you feel like you're a girl. You're a biological girl, but you feel like you're a boy. Well, that's mental. And that requires a physical solution. Let's pump you up with drugs and chop your genitals off. This is a depopulation death cult that knows no bounds. And when the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that they suppress the truth and they embrace the lie, it's not that they don't know the truth. They know it consciously. They suppress it. They bury it. Remove God out of school. Remove God out of culture. Remove God out of everything. Remove God out of politics. Remove God out of government. Remove God out of the science community. Remove God out of our entire conscience as a civilization. Well, there's a consequence for that. Romans chapter 1. God gives them over as a result to a debased and a reprobate mind. You want to know what that means? It means that they are void of morality. Their moral compass and code, because the Bible does say in Romans 1 that God has, he's imprinted in our conscience, has been installed in our spiritual DNA. It doesn't mean you're born again, but it's in us. It's how we can navigate right or wrong. But at some point, when that's suppressed, God gives them over to a reprobate, a depraved mind. The Bible calls it, they sear their conscience with a hot iron. It's like an open wound that gets, they take it off and it's seared and it's impenetrable and it's thick. It's the conscience is dead and it's gone. What that means is that they no longer have the ability. They no longer have the capability to navigate through right or wrong. They become animals. Don't have this conscience to discern right or wrong. Animals just do. They just survive. They just do. They operate based off of animal instinct and desire. That's what you're seeing. So these people don't know any, they have no moral code. They have no restriction. There is nothing taming these people. You are not dealing with Democrats that have a difference of opinion than you politically or socially. You are not dealing with just communists that want to slaughter the entire, you know, world around them that doesn't agree with them, or socialists. These are globalists that are in allegiance to Lucifer in unison, in all different colors, all false religions, all parts geographically of the entire world. That's what globalism is. It is a satanic death cult that is showing its face. And this, these people never sleep. And by the way, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Those are the puppet masters. These are just the puppets. Puppet masters are pulling the strings. This is what Trump is dealing with. This is what we are dealing with. You can't underestimate these people. They never sleep. They never slumber. They never take breaks. They don't go on vacation. They are constantly, this is why the Bible says the ultimate indication that conspiracies are real is the Bible. Because what does the Bible say? Put on the full armor of God, right? Etc. I'm paraphrasing. And stand therefore, do everything that you may stand. So you may withstand the what? The wiles of the devil. You know what that means? Wiles in Greek in the original text? It means the strategic schemes of Lucifer, conspiracies against humanity. These things are very real. But if God be for us, who could be against us? That's the eternal truth, right? If God be for us, who could be against us? And we know all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose, the born again. Doesn't mean we stick our heads in the sand and put our hands on and put our hands under ourselves and say, oh, well, Jesus is coming back. God's going to take care of it. Let's just sit here, look up in the sky and do nothing. I hope it works out. No, we interface with the Holy Spirit. We're armed with the word of God. We're armed with the Holy Spirit and we push forward. We engage. We activate with wherever God has called you to do, because faith without works is dead. It doesn't mean you work for your salvation. It means if you are actually born again, there are works for you, predestined, that you should walk in. You are his workmanship. It means if you are born again, you're going to be activated, not sitting at home doing nothing. President Trump, we pray for you and your family. And as we get closer to this election, we'll see where we go. All right, guys, the War Room is up next. Make sure to share the links at Drew H. Live, at Real Alex Jones. I'll see you next time.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.